Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is September 2nd, 2010, on this live Thursday edition. We've got James Dillingpole, writer for the London Telegraph, joining us to discuss, well, the different psychological studies that have been conducted by major universities showing that your average environmentalist is six times more likely to steal or be violent. And that's because really they're just wannabe elitist control freaks who want to boss you around and parasite off of you. And that's why they always call you a parasite and say they want you dead and call children and old people parasites. Because being wolves, being parasites, predators, they have an instinctive hatred of the young and the old. Because being psychopathic predators, they believe that's a weaker group. And they scatter like roaches before someone who is bipedal and able to speak. Someone who can actually walk. But if you're in a wheelchair or a baby, they just endlessly write poetry, literature about how you're subhuman trash that must be killed immediately. Dr. Peter Singer, Eric Pianka at UT, Ted Turner at the press club calling you useless feeders. This latest psychopath that the police took out when he was threatening to blow somebody's head off who took over the Discovery Channel. He was, of course, foaming at the mouth, calling babies degenerate, vile scum. These are just some of the terms he used. Vile parasite humans. Well, don't worry, punk. One less vile parasite human is dead. Those little innocent babies aren't vile parasites. You are a vile parasite, and the police put a couple of rounds into you so you could bleed out on the ground. And I bet you're a lot happier now that the earth is safe from one more parasite. But, of course, you're not a parasite. You're a grand protector of everyone, aren't you? But we'll be discussing that a little bit more today. Remember what they always promote abortion as? Get rid of that parasite, woman. That's a parasite inside your uterus, sucking your blood. Babies are parasites. I was taught that in public school. Abortion was a wonderful right that massively increases women's cancer rates in breast and their cervix and, of course, other areas of the body associated with reproduction like the uterus and the ovaries. Of course, they didn't tell you that. They said, get rid of that little parasite. And what did Margaret Sanger call black people when she talked about posing as a liberal and hiring black leaders to make the blacks trust them so they could exterminate the weeds, the parasites? She called them parasites. And, oh, they do murder more than half of those so-called parasites. They get more than half those black babies. And then they have their little parasite rulers, like slimeball Chris Matthews up there talking about race all day. And hyping blacks up to be so full of vitriolic hatred of the average dumbed-down, drooling white person that they go out and have, beat-up whitey night. But, oh, you bet those black kids, I bet they love Planned Parenthood. I bet when they see a whitey liberal up on TV, they get all warm and fuzzy feelings inside because they've been taught to love the murdering eugenicist Nazis. And they've been taught to hate the guilt complex, dumbed down, euthanized, oh, they're being soft-killed as well, little pathetic whitey who, when the blacks are beating him up, roll around on the ground begging, oh, I hate myself, I'm a whitey, don't worry, I'm a liberal, I've got Barack Obama stickers on my car, I support Margaret Sanger, I'm a good person. All right, it's all coming up today. Stay with us on the other side. We're going to cover it all. We're going to go in, through, and beyond. But first, I've got a rant on multiple subjects straight ahead on this Thursday transmission. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator.
Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, already the second day of September 2010. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be looking at eugenicist gunman who exposes the dark side of the environmentalist cult for what it is. It has nothing to do with the environment. In fact, the people running the main environmental groups are openly transhumanist and trans planet supporters who openly want to re-engineer society at every level. So that is coming up. Also, Paul Hogan vows to fight Australian tax office. This is the New World Order. He paid taxes in the U.S. and there, record show, and they just want more. And he went to his 101-year-old mother's funeral, who just died, and they're going to hold him there as a hostage till he gives them all their money. Meanwhile, if he was a Goldman Sachs swindler, he'd be released. Also, we'll get into auto sales worse since August 1983. Rodriguez plans at least two more race war machete films. That's set to be released tomorrow. We've also got India halts HPV vaccine trial after six girls die. U.S. does nothing in response to at least 67 deaths and counting. They're just setting the precedent that we die en masse and that's good and wholesome and that's just the way it is, all part of the eugenics. So that is just some of what is coming up today. Now, I want to just go over a smattering of ideas that I've basically been brainstorming about in this segment and the next. Why we've come to this position that we're in now as a society. And the biggest point is that we have become decadent. Empires are never conquered from without. They implode and fall apart from within because the populations become decadent. They become slovenly. They become self-absorbed. They become nihilistic, and they basically stop having their impulse to be caring and compassionate, and people stop sticking together. They start thinking that you get ahead by screwing each other, and then that creates an atmosphere where everybody is basically screwing each other for a percentage, and then society implodes because confidence is lost. We've seen this the last 6-7 years in Mexico, where the corruption of the culture and of the government has become so systemic and so system-wide that it has now collapsed into a road warrior-type scenario. And we saw this in Rome, ancient Rome. We've seen this in places like North Korea. And we're now beginning to see it happen in the United States. All over the country, major cities and counties and towns are laying off many of their police officers, their fire departments, in some cases more than half the officers. And they're announcing, we are not going to respond to regular crimes, grand theft auto, home invasion, armed robbery. The officers we've got left are going to be used for fines and fees and revenue generation, basically sucking off of you. And this really shows we're going into a third world system where the taxes go up, but the benefits and the basic services go down, and the police more and more become defenders of the ultra-rich and the big corporations and the government, and go out and fully convert from aiding the public and defending the law and helping the population to being revenue generators who were there to feed off the population. So we are now going into the final phase of societal degeneration and collapse. And it's not going to take 100+ years for the West to collapse like it did Rome 2,000 years ago. We are going to see the West accelerate its collapse, and the third world nations bordering the West are already in full collapse. And this has been engineered and designed by the global social architects that want an end to the industrialized society so that they can fully bankrupt society and on its ashes build their planetary corporate dictatorship, which will reduce everyone down to the level of feudal slaves. Less than 1 out of 1,000 will be part of the superclass. You will have a large percentage of the population, a large minority, that will be law enforcement and bureaucrats and private contractors that will enforce and suppress the population. And along with that, you see torture being promoted, the end of habeas corpus, the end of due process, secret arrest. You see the whole Homeland Security apparatus of the past presidents and the current president that we were sold, that it was designed to be used against foreigners and supposed, cave-dwelling, Al-Qaeda. And now they admit, no, it's for anti-war activists. It's for conservatives. It's for libertarians. It's for anti-GMO protesters. It's for returning vets. It's for anyone on the left or the right that gets outside of the box and realizes that we have an unelected global corporate dictatorship taking over our planet. and this entire system of secret police and the whole top secret USA system and the Homeland Security spy blimps and the naked body scanners at the airports and the face scanning technology and the license plate reading technology and our cell phones being tracked in real time. This was all designed from its foundation by the Pentagon, funded by big corporations on record to usher in a cashless society control grid so the elite could take over society and then protect their ill-gotten gains by converting the military and police into literal East German-type Stasi to suppress the population. 38 years ago, a global program began to take the blood of all children at birth and put it in secret databases. That's now declassified and admitted a decade after I exposed it. They came out a few years ago and said, don't worry, we're not saving the naked body scanner images at the airport. Now they admit they lied to you. They were saving them the whole time. Now the federal courthouses, the state courthouses, they're all rolling these systems out against the population and admitting, hey, you know what? We are saving these images. Hey, you know what? We did lie to you. We are taking your baby's blood at birth. It's not for a blood test. It's for a secret global eugenics bioweapons database. We want your genetic number. We want to patent your blood and say that we own it. You are a product that we own, that we brainwash, that we condition. That's what this global psychological warfare system is pushing against the population of this planet. And who's at the top of this? The mega private banks. There's only six of them. And they are waging war against your local credit union. They are waging war against your local or regional bank that's actually giving you credit. They want to consolidate power. And out of their Federal Reserve Act of 1913, they have engineered crises and created thousands of trillions of dollars that they controlled that allowed them, through unfair trade advantage, to take over society. Now, in the last few years, they've passed legislation in the name of reforming banking. And what has it done? It's given this small inner coterie or clique of crony capitalists. They're not free market. They're monopoly men. They're creating oligopolies and building towards monopolies. This inner clique has gotten legislation passed so they can't be investigated by Congress, and so the SEC can't be investigated by Congress, and so that people like Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff can get away with their swindles in the future. This is what's going on. So the very global banks that are setting up world government and trying to pass their global carbon taxes to fund their system, they have now used the crises of the derivatives bubble to sell Congress on giving them more power to take over the entire economy. This is a fiat counterfeiting system that is waging war against the real economy and that wants to bankrupt society, just like in the old days the banks wanted the farmers not to pay their note so they would go bankrupt so they would get the family farm. We've seen this in hundreds of cases in third world nations in the last century. And now it's happening again, but the same IMF and World Bank system is taking over the United States and Europe and bankrupting our society by design. And just as with the decline of Rome and so many other civilizations and empires, as things get worse and worse, the general public gets more nihilistic, more blasé. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. They don't appreciate any of the good things that we have. They won't defend the good things that we have. And it was the French philosopher Victor Hugo that said, adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. And so you've got a bunch of self-hating people that have been drugged and hypnotized by the corporate media and the cheeseburgers and the bread and the circus to the point of not even being able to have respect for themselves to stand up for society. Almost like spectators who are watching the country burn around them and almost enjoying the destruction, not consciously realizing it's going to destroy them as well. We're going to cover this more on the other side and go through some other points. Then a huge news blitz straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
We are back live. How many times do you have to be lied to by global corporations, by governments, before you start realizing that they don't have your best interest at heart? if the people that control our nation, the military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address in 1961, if the people that run the military-industrial complex don't care about a million-plus dead Iraqis in the last decade, close to a decade of occupation, if they don't care about their lives and the media can sell you that that's okay, or if our media can ignore the fact that China arrest Falun Gong peaceful people and holds them and butchers them for their organs, do you think the elite running our society care about you? No. The CIA that's hijacked this nation openly chooses dictators and authoritarian systems of governments worldwide every time they have a choice. Every time they have a chance to choose what type of government they want to put in place, they want an oppressive dictatorship because they represent the big multinational corporations that want to exploit people and are cold-blooded. And then the poor liberals come in and vote for bigger government, thinking that big government will counter the corrupt, out-of-control megacorporations, and they don't understand. The big megacorporations love big government. They just buy off the politicians and use big government to extract your middle class or working class wealth and transfer it to them. We've got to shatter the left-right paradigm and realize the true paradigm is big government versus freedom. Command and control tyranny versus liberty. And no matter how the intentions start out, no matter how good people that want big government's reasons for it are, no matter how loving their intentions are, it always ends up going bad. It ends up destroying and enslaving the population and destroying freedom. Because anytime you create a big system that can, quote, give people anything they want, it can also take anything that it wants. And in history, it does do that over and over again. And it's happening again today in our society. So you have a population that's so self-centered and has been caught that it's some type of attribute to not care about their fellow humans and to not be involved and to only want to individually get ahead. But when you have that attitude, then no one cares about anybody around them. And that's vice versa. So society begins to accelerate its degeneration. And so as people become more and more cutthroat, fewer people are willing to trust others. Fewer people are willing to go into business together. Fewer people are willing to get involved for a cause because then they believe that nobody else cares. So why should they stand up for the right thing? Why shouldn't they just be corrupt? And then society becomes toxic and stagnant and the floor falls out from beneath us, and we get a Nazi Germany. We get a Stalinist Russia. We get a Maoist China. We get a Mexico. Look at what's happened in Mexico in the last decade. It is completely fallen apart. There are thousands of murders every month now. There is bedlam and carnage and death in the streets. Immigrants from Latin America coming into Mexico trying to get to the United States are grabbed by the Los Zetas and Mexican military and others and taken and extorted and robbed and raped. And in many cases, they are murdered. But do you hear the U.S. media talking about this? No. You hear them demonizing the Minutemen who've never killed anybody. Whether you love the Minutemen or hate them, the point is they're not extorting the immigrants. They're not murdering them en masse. They're not killing them. So why is our big corporate media covering this up? Because they are helping to launder the money that these Mexican gangs and Mexican police and others are involved in. The big mega banks are part of this mafia. All of these ill-gotten gains get fed into their system. And so we have a choice to make. Either we get involved, we decide humanity's worth saving, and we start standing up against corruption, and we start supporting people that are telling the truth, and that are trying to rally humanity to have some faith in our species, and to start trying to clean up our society. Or you just give in to pure evil. You just give in to corruption and just basically prepare to live in a nightmarish society. But the choice is up to you. We're going to come back, get into a bunch of news, and then I'm going to continue breaking all this information down. I've got a lot of other points that I want to go over today. I'll just be honest with listeners. I've had a pretty successful filmmaker who's making a movie, and they want to use clips of the show in the movie that's on the television. And so I'm shooting some of that live today that'll be in the movie.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We've got the Telegraph writer James Dillingpole joining us 30 minutes into the next hour to discuss eugenicist gunman exposes dark side of the environmentalist cult. And I've got a special video that I shot and produced just last night that we're going to premiere here on the radio coming up in about 10 minutes that breaks all of that down. And then we'll come back from break and I'll give you the latest intel on that front to give you a window into the mindset of these people. See, he went in with a gun to preach about how we need to get rid of the majority of the population and children are parasites that need to be exterminated. That's direct quotes of Peter Singer, a big, big eugenicist at Princeton, who the media puts on and says is great. See, the globalists are smart. They come with covert vaccines and drugs that you're told are for your own good. And in the video, I break down the actual Rockefeller Foundation documents and show them and tell you where you can get them, where they admit they made these vaccines, they're adding it to the vaccines, and they're doing all of this. Bill Gates thinks you're so dumb now that he is on national television saying we need to develop vaccines to reduce world population. And then the audience laughs because it was an audience of globalists. It's a power tripping, control freak mindset that these scum are into. And more I realize that, of course, we're going to be under mainstream media and COINTELPRO attack. Who else is hammering the drum to deal with the big issue of all the soft kill weapons around us? The bisphenol A, the sodium fluoride, the mercury in the shots, the chemicals in the food and water, the lead in the corn syrup. All over the news, they're reporting that people are refusing to buy bisphenol A line products. And so plastic makers are rushing to produce plastic that doesn't have it in it and saying, look, we're bisphenol A, clean. We don't have any. The globalists are scared, ladies and gentlemen. I went to Target 2 weeks ago, and I've told this story, and almost all of the Tupperware areas are not plastic now. They're glass. And they advertise, hey, we're glass. We're safe. And I've been talking to friends and family who've been in Walmart and other grocery stores, and they say it's the same thing. Glass everywhere, or it's plastic, and they say we're bisphenol A free. Remember in the last 6-7 years, Monsanto and others tried to sue milk producers who would put, we don't have growth hormone in our milk, saying you're not allowed to tell people you don't have it. And folks won their lawsuits to say, no, we're allowed in America to say our cows aren't injected with growth hormone. And guess what? There's almost no growth hormone milk even available now because people will not buy it. And it's the same thing with the vaccines. It's the exact same thing. People are now waking up to that. And it's the same issue with all of these different products. The system is scared because they'll sit there and stonewall and push it and tell you there's no problem and tell you it's a conspiracy theory, hoping you just go away until suddenly they look strong, they look invincible, they implode, they fall apart. Just like climate gates come out and expose the carbon taxes as a fraud. Just like it's come out that the entire carbon tax is a fraud, and they are panicking. And so they've got families, shooting themselves, killing their kids, trying to kill their kids, saying they're doing it for Al Gore. They've got people taking over buildings with guns, threatening to kill people, calling, babies filthy parasites because they hate humanity so much, because they've been taught to turn off their will to live, their instinct for survival. They've been taught that the instinct for survival is bad and that hating themselves and their fellow man is good. Meanwhile, if you really care about the earth and the environment, and I agree we need to take care of this planet, you need to understand the globalists say they can pollute anything they want, use DU anywhere they want, have as many nuclear reactors as they want, genetically engineer the entire biosphere, release salmon in the ocean that are guaranteed to extinct all natural salmon. That's already being done. They just don't care because they claim they're about to be godlike in all their writings with all these advanced technologies and that they can just repair it or remake it or make it better than it was. More human than human. More salmon than salmon. More cow than cow. More goat than goat. More spider than spider. They're releasing cross-species chimera spiders, cross-species chimera goats, cross-species chimera cows, cross-species chimera plants by the hundreds, everything. Salmon that have got 8 different insect genes in them are now in the ocean. They're twice as big, more aggressive than the regular salmon. They're not even salmon. In fact, let's just go ahead now and play this video where I break down this eugenicist who ought to be proud. He's dead. One more parasite gone. And I'm actually sad he's dead because he could have been deprogrammed. But remember, if you are a eugenicist and you hate your fellow man and you think there's too many people, don't go take hostages. Don't kill your children like some of these people are doing or try to kill your children. Think of all these cases coming out in the news. Don't go out and kill your kids. If you want to kill yourself, that's your issue. But don't say that you're going to try to make me only have one child, one-child policy. Don't support the spiking of the food and water. This is the big issue. This is what's going on in the backdrop of society. This is why they've got us divided and conquered on so many other issues, on race, religion, all of it. Meanwhile, the scientific dictatorship is targeting everyone with the soft kill weapons. And again, it's 100% out in the open. This is not my opinion. Think of the magnitude of that. But also think of the magnitude of the fact that we have now been able to reach out to people without any mainstream media support and expose vaccines, expose bisphenol A, expose fluoride and mercury and lead and GMO. In every major GMO case, you study it, it's been designed to not just be pesticide resistant, to not just be drought resistant. It's got the added changes to create a pharmacological crop, whether it's soybeans, corn, it doesn't matter, to sterilize you. You have a right to say no to this. And the eugenicists and their control freak human haters don't have a right to force it on us, just like the UN supports forced abortion in China. They want forced abortion here. They want forced inoculation here. But think of how far we've come. They ignored us for a decade on bisphenol A. Suddenly it's collapsing. The same thing is starting with fluoridation of water, with the majority of EPA scientists going public over and over again in public letters saying this causes brain cancer, bone cancer, it's deadly, it reduces IQ, here's all the mainline studies. It's about to collapse. That's why the globalists are moving so fast with starting wars and depression to make you so bankrupt and so barely on the edge of financial survival that you can't even pay attention to what's going on. The globalists almost have their scientific dictatorship, but on so many fronts, they are now failing. On so many fronts, they are now in deep trouble. On so many fronts, their system is stalling. And now is the time for humanity to come together against this tyranny. Now is the time to realize that the globalists believe they're going to inherit the earth and the life extension technologies and all of it by soft killing us and brain damaging us and giving us vaccines that rewire our brains to, quote, stop stress or our capacity to get angry and resist. Well, in the words of Howard Beale, all I know is first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say I'm a human being that controls my own destiny. Here is the video exposing the eugenicist with the gun. Because this is key information, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with a special report. It is September 1st, 2010, and a lone nut Malthusian eugenicist environmentalist named James J. Lee, of course, has taken over with a firearm and reportedly may have explosives, the Maryland-based offices of the Discovery Channel. He's been protesting them on and off, according to his own website, for more than 2 years. He said that after he saw An Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore, that he felt that he had to do this. When Al Gore is openly invested in carbon credits that were developed by Enron and Ken Lay and people like Bernie Madoff on record with Al Gore, they know exactly what they're doing. There are real environmental problems that are serious, and the establishment could care less about that. They're using fear-mongering about human overpopulation and some of the real problems that are out there from pollution and toxic waste as a pretext to bring in neo-feudalism, serfdom, modern slavery, to cut off the resources of the general public. All the establishment is doing is taking normal human concern about their environment and training us to turn off our survival mechanism so the establishment can teach us that we're bad and evil, as the Club of Rome said back in 1991, as the CFR said just last year. They're teaching us to hate ourselves so the establishment has a pretext in their war economy to now make us the enemy and selectively shut down industries and businesses that aren't part of the global mafia cabal. Remember a few months ago, we saw the case in Argentina where the father and mother killed themselves, but first fired high-caliber bullets into the chest of their little baby that, thank God, survived. But I just want to say this. Don't kill yourself for the elite. okay? All these people that are training you with mind control to want to kill yourself or kill your fellow man or that you have no value, they just greedily want the earth and its resources for themselves. We literally have hundreds of Rockefeller and Carnegie Endowment and UN documents like this one. The Rockefeller Foundation 1988 annual report breaks down creating tetanus shots that have a female hormone added to it to sterilize women. And it also causes a lot of female problems and results in death many times. What'd the UN get caught doing 7 years later in Africa, Latin America, and Asia? Giving them these shots to sterilize them. They first called for vaccines to have sterilants hidden in them in their 1968 report. Where's this from? Rockefeller Foundation. We have detailed reports at Infowars.com. Conclusive global distribution of Rockefeller-funded anti-fertility vaccine coordinated by the World Health Organization. We have all this. We're swimming in it. There's so many red-handed admissions that I can't even cover it all. Do you understand that they are putting chemicals in the printer ink that sterilizes men and gives women cancer, accelerates breast cancer? Do you understand they're putting aspartame in hundreds and hundreds of different drinks and thousands of foods that they know causes brain damage and macular degeneration? Do you understand that they admittedly, with the H1N1 shot, are increasing children having convulsions tenfold and brain damage and sterilizing them? Do you realize this is all admitted by these people? And they've got mind-numbed cult robots taking hostages, trying to kill their children, killing themselves. The public schools are training kids to go home and tell their parents they can't take hot baths or showers, that it's bad for the earth. Prince Charles is saying you shouldn't be allowed to take a shower, shouldn't be allowed to wash your clothes. This is all happening. They're training you to be completely robbed and have your standard of living lowered and then basically be sterilized. China signed deals for the one-child policy with the IMF and World Bank in 1975. This is going to happen here. These people mean business, and they've got a cult of people coming for your property, coming for your kids, coming for your ovaries, coming for your testicles, and this isn't a joke. And instead of just taking hostages or shooting their kid in the chest like Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Al Gore's minions do, they come with the loving doctors who are compartmentalized and mean well, not knowing what's in the vaccines, not knowing the GMO crops have been designed to sterilize you, and every study to reduce fertility. We should have a public debate about this. Do you want to be forcibly sterilized or have your fertility reduced? I mean, do you know that bisphenol A is added to the plastics because they know it's causing infertility? Do you know that that was planned by the UN more than 40 years ago? Are you aware that the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, is an admitted eugenicist talking about forcibly drugging and sterilizing the population? I'm going to say it again. Don't kill yourselves for the elite because they're a bunch of greedy bastards. Whether the world's overpopulated or not, the issue is no one has a right to be covertly poisoning the food and water supply and to be promoting that humans are inherently evil and parasites. But this is what Dr. Eric Pianka and Peter Singer and countless others promote. And now the hostage suspect, James J. Lee, has been killed by police because they thought he was a danger, and he obviously probably was, and that he may have had bomb-making materials and was holding these people hostage. So I guess at the end of the day, he got what he wanted. Humanity's the enemy, and he's dead, one less evil parasite on the planet. It's so sad because if I could have sat down and deprogrammed this guy and explain to him from the globalists' own documents that they could care less about the environment and are just teaching him to hate humanity so they can play us off against each other and that we can have a real movement for a healthier planet, he wouldn't have probably done this. This guy is a product of the people he was a fan of. Ted Turner financed books, Al Gore, and you're going to see more and more families kill their kids and kill themselves and do things like this because this is the new globalist religion. Your children are being taught to commit societal but also physical suicide. This is pure sickness. The globalists could care less about the environment. They're training you to love genocide and death. You have been warned, ladies and gentlemen. People killing themselves and shooting their children and people taking over buildings with guns because the earth, you know, must get rid of the parasite babies is a load of garbage. And my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers it. Please warn everyone you know, this is vital information. This is life and death. and you better get angry about it. You better get upset about it. It is a fact that you're being poisoned and soft killed. It's not my opinion. Go read their own admissions. For God's sakes, don't be a yuppie and say, well, there are too many of us. Even if you believe that, even if that was true, do you yourself like your kids being poisoned? Cancer off the charts, brain damage off the charts, people 25 getting Alzheimer's, people getting early onset of Parkinson's. You think this is cute? You think losing your eyesight from all these chemicals and biologicals is fun? This isn't a game. The entire world is now controlled by eugenicists. Learn what a eugenicist is. This guy calls himself a Malthusian. That's what founded the eugenicist. You better learn. This is the big secret. This is what it's all about. I'm Alex Jones, defending humanity against the global parasites. You have been warned. That's right, folks. And that's the bottom line here, is that they say we're parasites, but look at who they are. They are the global banking cartel. They're the parasites that want big government, that want your property, that want your resources. 9 times out of 10, they're the ones destroying the environment and hurting the planet, and then offering their solution, our extermination. And the average person is good, so they have trouble understanding this. But this is the unifying issue. The globalists are unified in their hate and greed and their bloodlust against us. We must be unified in resisting them and realizing this is the unifying global system and religion that we face. The religion of death and destruction, of control freakism. All of us are under attack by these people.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
that video that we just played is don't kill yourself for the elite. And it's 8 minutes and 10 seconds long. I think it's very powerful. We've got mainstream news articles, government documents, foundation documents, where they admit they are soft killing you, sterilizing you through the vaccines, through the water, through the food. I mean, this is admitted. And I know I keep saying this is admitted. Regardless of what you think of Alex Jones, at least go research the information for you and your family. Stay on target. Get on the issues. I'd tell people 6-7 years ago about Mexico being a war zone and rocket attacks and police being killed in the United States. And they'd be like, you heard that nut Jones saying it's a war zone? Then about 3 years later, the State Department came out and said, it is the most dangerous place in the world to travel. More dangerous than the West Bank, Mexico. And now it's just road warrior, complete bedlam. They tried to guard places like Cancun, limited areas. But if you went outside those, you'd get robbed by the police or by the gangs. Not anymore. They're burning buildings, machine gunning people, chopping tourist heads off, raping women. I mean, it's what happens when corruption just grows and grows. And the general public says, well, hell, I might as well just be corrupt, too. I might as well not work as hard at my job and just kind of slack off. I might as well not have any hopes or dreams. I might as well just become criminal. I might as well just join a gang. I have nothing to lose. I might as well just burn down this store because they didn't pay me protection money. I might as well just murder these children and chop their heads off. And that's now what's beginning to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so real. This is so hardcore. Now, I also will take calls throughout the broadcast, and I want to give you the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But I am asking listeners, I am asking viewers to go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You know, we post these in higher quality at prisonplanet.tv, and we have all the films up there in the highest quality. We appreciate those members. But I'm asking everybody, including prisonplanet.tv members, to burn copies of the films, the special reports on the disc, to give them to everyone you know. I'm asking you to also go to the Alex Jones channel and get my video on vaccine death cover-up implodes worldwide with all the evidence of the vaccines killing people and government suspending it and the cover-up imploding. But it's not imploding here in the U.S. They're just going forward. Gardasil's killing people. Flu shot's killing people. We're just going to, you know, keep doing it. That's our plan. We've got to dominate the American people. We've got to get away with this. If we don't just keep up appearances and keep moving forward, the slaves may wake up. They are so close to being defeated. Get that video. Get this video on Don't Kill Yourself for the Elite. Get it out to all the environmentalist websites who are well-meaning people. They're like, well, we've got to reduce population for the earth. We've got to have a global government to do it. We need to educate them and show them how they've been brainwashed, how they've been controlled, and just how dangerous these globalists are. Get those free videos. They're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and get them out to everyone you know. And in closing, we had a 5-video special for $9.95. We sold out of American Dictators. It is now out of print. We're going to get some more printed, but it's now out of print. Out of print. Sold out. So we don't have one of the five that's free. So I've added, in my opinion, even more powerful film, the seminal first big 9/11 film from 2002, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 3 hours long, my first big mega work. You get five films, including The Road to Tyranny, for $9.95 at Infowars.com. But here's the problem. We don't have many of those. When it sells out, we're going to have to pull this special. Infowars.com. 5 films, $9.95. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com.
or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I didn't say anything about Beat Whitey Night at the Iowa State Fair last week that broke. We didn't link to it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because I wanted to research it further, but it's been confirmed by witnesses, the police reports, and others that large gangs of up to 40 to 50 black youth were beat up Whitey Night, and they beat up young women, men, anybody. And the mainstream media is playing this down. Can you imagine if a group of white people said, beat up Mexican Night or beat up Black Night or beat up Asian Night or... Can you imagine if Muslims had a beat up non-Muslim night? I mean, it would be the end of the world. They'd be talking about banning free speech in America. That's coming up after I take some phone calls because it integrates in with movies like Machete. And again, this is all Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Fox News funded. So I want to illustrate that they fund the build the mosque, kill the whitey, kill the gringo movement. And then they have the opposition of Glenn Beck to all of it. So it's full spectrum dominance. And I want to explain this. And by the media promoting that it's okay to talk about beating whitey, killing whitey. We got the Black Panthers saying that. That is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you may not like white people, but let's just beat the New World Order and then we can all kill each other, I guess. You may not like black people. But let's just defeat the globalists that are poisoning the water and putting in the tracking grids and face scanning and total enslavement. I mean, the globalists have us working for their system, paying into our own destruction. They've got high-tech reservations with 30 years at least advanced technology, 30 years ahead of what we know of. They're on a total control freak mode. They've developed bioweapons that could wipe everybody out. They've got underground bunkers. They're strongly considering using it. We could wake up a year from now or 20 years from now. They've got it. They're talking about it. And they could release a Moonraker type scenario, but they're not going to go off world. They're going to go underground. They are debating it. You think this lunatic going in with his gun saying, we got to get rid of the parasite children and we got to kill people and we got to have world government to do it. And I love Ted Turner and I love Al Gore. I mean, people killing their kids, killing themselves, wounding their children for Al Gore. They've got their armies of self-hating, self-loathing, unhappy people that think it's fashionable to be nihilistic and hate humanity and civilization and Beethoven and architecture and beauty. We're an incredible species. I love dolphins. I love elephants. We blow them away. The human brain's incredible. I am a fan of man. But everything in Hollywood's a twisted propaganda lie. They got the devil. Remember when I had a comedian in here and I said, I love humanity. And he said, oh, I'm a fan of man, like the devil in the Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves. No, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy man. The devil comes to rewrite the genetic code of the planet. The devil is not a fan of man. I'm a fan of man. Yeah, I love life. Not these Luciferian New World Order trash heads. Let's go to Dante in California. You're on the air, Dante.
Hi, Alex. I called in to say I disagree, but not with you. It's actually with one of your guests. Max Kaiser, this guy, he still on his own website, believes in global warming.
No, listen, I heard about this 2 weeks ago and got a lot of emails and calls, and I'm just so busy. This morning I happened to be sending videos over to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to post, because a lot of the stuff you see posted or linked to is what I choose to put there every day. I do that for about 2 hours every morning. And I did see it. It was horrifying. It was horrifying. And next time I'm on, I'll ask his permission. He's always asking us to air video anyways. In fact, I think I am that to you, Jaron, to save. Did you get the horrifying Max Kaiser video? Okay, let's make sure, because I won't be able to find it again. And he sure enough, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Dante. We'll enter the ninth circle of hell of Max Kaiser. And I like Max. He's a great guy. You don't have to agree with me for me to like you. But this is dangerous. Being for the carbon taxes, it's bad news. We'll get Kaiser on soon.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I don't want to get distracted and diverted off into things, but we don't screen your calls. It's open phones. And, you know, Max Kaiser does come from the controlled left. He claims that I've broken his paradigm and that he understands that Obama is a globalist stooge and a fraud, and I respect that. He's a really smart guy on the markets and has made a lot of accurate forecast trends. He's made a lot of predictions accurately. But I've gotten quite a few calls and emails, and I didn't really search it out. I happened across video this morning of him on his television program saying that basically you're a bunch of idiots if you don't believe in man-made global warming. We're having record temperatures. That industrialization's the problem, that the oil companies aren't paying any taxes, for their pollution, and that carbon taxes are great. The big banks that openly are scamming everybody, and Enron, the big energy company, came up with it. This is well known. The UN has had to come out and admit, okay, we lied about the Himalayas melting. We lied about temperature increase. For 10 years, there's been a decline. Max, though, says, we've had 9 areas with record temps in the last 100 years. Depending on which map you use, there's 3,000 to more than 10,000 climate zones and microclimate zones. Every year, I can show you hundreds of places that have record cold. Does that mean we're getting colder? No. I can show you hundreds of places with record hot. Does that mean we're getting hotter? No. You've got to globally average the numbers. I mean, Al Gore literally bought, what was it, some $7 million or more mansion that's at sea level in California. But he says that it's all going to rise and we're all dead. I just happened to search engine major port records for sea levels. And we pulled up San Francisco sea levels here on air from the Coast Guard and from the port there. They've got private groups that have been measuring it. And if you go back about 150 years ago, the water was a lot higher. Then it got a lot lower about 100 years ago. Then it went back up about 50 years ago, about a few inches. And now it's gone back down again. But overall, it's lower than it was 150 years ago when they started measuring stuff in San Francisco. That's just, I randomly, remember last year on air, we Googled the NERM numbers and we're showing them and just pulled up sea level numbers. That's what ports do. They, you know, it's the navies and the fishermen and the sailors that first, you know, discovered that there were moons around Jupiter and discovered a sextant and learned how to navigate and took measurements and created maps of how deep channels were meticulously. We know that sea levels are not rising. The media constantly will point their news cameras at some sand shoal. There's hundreds of miles of them off the coast of Texas. And they'll intercoastal waterways, intercoastal islands. And they'll say, look, this old area here at Crystal Beach is being eroded. It's global warming. It's water level rising. They don't tell you 30 miles away, there's giant islands forming, and that overall the intercoastal islands are getting bigger. Remember all those channel islands and others out in the Pacific that they would have these stunts where they'd show people in diver outfits signing treaties with the UN underwater as stunts, saying their islands would be underwater? Well, now the major studies have come out. They admit that the islands actually have gotten bigger and that the water is dropping in those areas. I mean, these are facts. These are facts. Some islands build up because of the way channels and water movements change. Other islands get eroded. Now, if you want to worry about the Earth, genetic engineering, chimera open-air release of animals, fish, insects, plants, you name it, that's a big deal. DU being used all over the world, plenty of uranium, things like that. Toxic waste, a big issue, getting dumped in the waterways because we end up bioaccumulating it. Animals bioaccumulate it. We eat them. Look, I'm all for not having pollution. I'm all for catalytic converters. But they take all these good ideas that have been sensible and they tack on to that. Once they get you to say, okay, you have this type of toilet, this type of washer, this type of light bulb, you can't take showers every day. Oh, there's federal zoning on your house. Oh, you've got to pay a tax to the IMF and World Bank. No, no. But I'm done talking. Dante, make your point. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Alex. You work for an oil company, according to Max. But anyway, no.
Now, hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. I didn't hear that because I didn't have time to watch the whole clip. He said, I work for an oil company?
He didn't specifically say that, but he touts that line every time I try to, post an email or a link on his website. All you guys just work for the oil companies. But he had an article about how Lord Monckton is a clown. I mean, you can type that into the search engine on his website, and it's Lord Monckton, clown. And it'll pull up all these articles about how he's crazy because he, said some things in the 80s about gays. But anyways, my other point, I wanted to make a request. Could you please have Webster Tarpley and Ron Paul do, like, a great economic debate on your show once? That would just, like...
You know, when I get Ron Paul on, it's for 20, 30 minutes, and he's got his issues, and that would be interesting radio, but I could probably get Ron Paul to do it. It's just that I don't agree with Tarpley's economic solutions. I agree with his economic breakdown. And I do agree with Ron Paul's breakdown and his economic solutions. And so I just don't even want to muddy what Ron Paul's saying when he graciously joins us. But I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Kyle in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Kyle.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide broadcast.
It's lunatic in Maryland. You watch the mainstream news. I was watching the Today Show today. The lady actually said he had the right idea, but went about it in the wrong way.
Well, you notice when Joe Stack reportedly flew his plane into that building last year, you will notice that the FBI pulled his website under orders. They have not, his website crashed from traffic, but it's back up. This guy's website is back up, calling babies parasites, scum, filth, Mexican immigrants, trash, filth. And of course, here's this guy who's Asian. And for those that don't know, Hispanics are Spanish and Asian. That was Asians came across the Bering Strait. That's their genome. And so here's an Asian calling Asians trash, anchor babies trash. No, anchor babies are a political weapon in bankrupting our country, but I still care about them. And I want Mexico to be a free country. And so, yes, he had the right idea. Look, Margaret Sanger said, I want to kill these black parasites. They're weeds. These are quotes. We're going to pose as liberals. We're going to kill these people deader than a hammer. And they do. And the blacks love it and thank them and worship them and appreciate 51% of blacks never being born. I mean, they do. It's a sacrament. Jesse Jackson, all of them. You look, if you're against killing half the blacks, you're a racist. But if you want to, go out and beat some whiteys up, that's loving and good. So again, the real eugenicists pose as liberals. So yes, I've seen the reports of he was a heavenly man. He sees the fellow humans as parasites. He's more like it. Yeah, he's just a screwed up, homeless nutcase who saw Al Gore's movie and got scared to death and thought he was going to save us by holding people hostage. Like these parents in Argentina that shot their baby in the chest and then killed themselves. And the media was like, oh, how loving. Well, good. All of you people, instead of trying to steal my property and tell me I can't produce and tell me I can't have a life, but you love the nuclear reactors and the DU and the GMO and all the real problems. Hey, there's firearm shops nearby. Do not go and kill anybody. Do not kill your children. I don't want you to commit suicide. But if you're planning on killing kids or killing yourself, there's nearby cliffs everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of big mountains outside Austin. There's the scenic overlook on 360. And if you're really into this and you're thinking about killing people, please don't kill people. Please, I know you think it's loving and wonderful, and I'm not telling you to kill yourself, but before you hurt somebody else, seek medical attention. The problem is the shrinks will probably say, that's beautiful. And then if that's what you agree with, you can go to the cliff and just, I love you, Al Gore. Oh, well, he's in a big mansion, just hundreds of thousands of square feet total with his 14 homes, just swilling liquor and raping women and dancing around with a giant carbon footprint laughing at you. You can just scream going, I worship you, Al Gore. Until you hit the bottom of the cliff. How's that sound? I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and just to harken back to the Max Kaiser thing, last time you had him on, it really sounded like he had thrown his hands up and was pretty much, when he was saying, talking about people being idiots and stuff like that, and you actually stood up and defended the people. I think Kaiser's just gone off the reservation and now just in it for himself. Make some money on the carbon taxes or whatever.
Well, let's just get him on with his monthly visit. And we'll interrogate him nicely. I appreciate your call, Kyle. Let's talk to Eric in Washington. Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I listen to your show every day. I start my morning off with Alex Jones. And, I want to do my part, and I want to put your stuff on my semi-trailer. So they go all over the country, and I'm down in Texas all the time, by the way. And put me through who I need to do it. Get this done so I can, inform people as they travel all over the
country.
Listen,
you don't have to ask my permission. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Just get involved. You can put whatever you want on your truck. You don't have to ask permission to put Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, please do it.
Oh, okay, great. Because my trucks travel 48 states, and, you know, on the back of, like, you know, little signs at the rest area, I see little Infowars.com stickers and, you know, bumper stickers, and I say, you know what? I got to put this on my trailer, man.
Well, brother, it's a free country. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, everything we do, it's for you. My films are open source. Get them. Make copies. Give them to everybody. I mean, we're in this to win it. We're in this to defeat the globalists. Anything else, Eric?
No, sir. I just want to get your permission. Thank you.
Eric, nobody needs to get my permission to air my films on Access TV, to make copies of them, to give them to people for nonprofit educational purposes. I don't just ask you to do it. I beg you to do it. I'm not risking my life for half measures here. We're doing this to win it. We're coming in for the big win, and you're part of the team. We're all together. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Look, you're going to see the brainwashed zombie followers of the environmental cult killing themselves, killing other people, murdering their children, taking hostages. Watson wrote a story about this yesterday. Remember in the last year, all the British newspapers and U.S. papers saying it's time to get authoritarian, that the public's too dumb to hand over all their property for the earth and to only have one child or less? We're going to have to bring in tyranny, and we're also going to have to get violent. Remember all those headlines where they were going, we're going to get violent, and they're going to get violent. And their cult followers, every History Channel show, Discovery Channel, about animals, at the end, it's humans are evil. Look at this poor polar bear. There's only 10 of them left. They can't swim. They're almost dead. By the way, their numbers have doubled. I mean, just everything is end of the world. Everything's over. And then their solution is, Ken Lay came up with a carbon tax. That'll fix it. And you try to talk to environmentalists. Hey, you know about genetic engineering? You know about that really changing the fabric of the earth and it can cause some big problems? You know about nuclear weapons? I love nuclear reactors. We're going to have one in every neighborhood soon. The Rockefeller Foundation. Yes, I know. That's not clean like they say. Shut up, commie. You know, I mean, you know, these people are completely brain dead. And they watch the TV, and the TV's their friend, and it tells them that they're morally correct and good, and they feel good about themselves while they sit there in their soft, decadent, dumbed-down cocoons. They've never been in a big car wreck. They've never beat anybody up or been beaten up. They've never had a bone sticking out of their leg. They've never had somebody stab them. They've never been in a war. They've never been in a crack house. They've never lived. They're just these. I see these people. I mean, you talk about Babe in the Woods. I mean, these people are effeminate's the wrong word. They are these dehumanized androids. And you see them. And they just buy whatever they're told. And there is no hope for them. No hope for them. We've got to just move on to people that can be salvaged. Working class folks, professionals, police, military, anybody who's been in the real world. But you can forget kind of the lower middle class zombies. I mean, they love slavery and they're going to enjoy it. Oh, God help me. I'm ranting. I know I am. We'll continue with your calls, Michael and Damien and Darren and Chris and Lex. But the issue at hand is, they are going to throw unholy fits to try to get what they want. I mean, for years, you can't park at Zilker with a big SUV without either having your windows knocked out and your tires sliced or seeing coming back from playing soccer or swimming or walking your dog or taking your kids on the Zilker Zephyr kiddie train without seeing just bashed out windows everywhere. And there's people running around with dreadlocks, little hippie kids, and they believe it's holy work. I mean, I don't care if you got a million tattoos, dreadlocks, and I don't care what you look like. The point is that's what they look like usually. And they're out there just smashing windows out and running crazy and burning down ski resorts and burning people's houses down and spiking trees, killing lumberjacks, you know, sabotaging equipment. And they love it. They love it. And you try to talk to them about genetic engineering and true threats to the planet, and those are the big groups funding them, and they don't want to hear from you. And so they're coming. They're now becoming the cops, the Forestry Service people, and they don't know which end of a horse is what. They don't know anything about forestry, but they know how to be parasites, and they're arming them. They're arming them. And they're coming for your property if they haven't already gotten it. They're coming for your ranch. They're coming for your farm. They're coming for your well water. They're coming for your rainwater. They're coming for you. I mean, I got articles here out of Dallas where they're going to put, you know, licenses and fees on garage sales. You're not allowed to do anything in this giant prison unless they say so. And they got millions of little control freaks graduating college, and there's no industry jobs for them. The only jobs they've got is here's a gun and weapons, you're green police. And when you watch those Audi commercials for green police, that's actually what they're doing and going to do. They're letting you know. You want to be a slave? They're coming. It's not about the environment. It's about you being a slave. By the way, I'm going to plug this when we come back from break, and then James Dillingpole's joining us. We sold out of American Dictators in the 5 DVD special. So for a limited time, Road to Tyranny has been inserted into the 5. You get 5 of my films, or films I've produced, for $9.95. Just to buy this film in bulk cost me $6. One film. Imagine how much money I'm losing on this. This is going to end quick because this is the biggest special we've ever done. It may only last a day or two. Infowars.com.
We're on the march.
Infowars.com is where you get them. Oh, yeah.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs Generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, we're not left or right, ladies and gentlemen. I just look at the facts and cover them as I see them in a historical context and do the research. Kind of like last week, I wouldn't comment on the Des Moines Register story with police saying that 50 blacks were running around beating up white people, beating up whites, calling it Beat Up Whitey Day, but now we've confirmed that's going on. So now I can comment on it. I want to give you my take on that after James Dellingpole leaves us here in about 27 minutes from now. I will also get to Michael and Damon and Daryl and Chris and Lex that are holding. I'll get to your calls as soon as James Dellingpole leaves us. We're going to be going to him in a moment, dealing with this psychopath with the reported bomb and gun. The SWAT team was able to take him out, and I'm pleased by that. Before he could kill any of the parasites, as he called them, he sees babies particularly as a parasite, like Peter Singer and others have called them. He calls himself a eugenicist and a Malthusian, but he should be pleased that another parasite is dead. Of course, I'm actually sad. He was a mentally ill person manipulated by Al Gore, kind of like the family that tried to murder their baby by shooting it in the chest and then killed themselves in Argentina. There's more and more of these people. And, of course, we have the statistics. They're six times more likely to steal. Because if humans are all scum, you know, why not just give up on society? And they're also statistically commit more crimes. So we'll talk about so-called environmentalists. These aren't environmentalists. Okay? This is a control freak guild of mentally ill, low IQ control freaks run by wicked Ken Lay types. But I'm sorry, I'm digressing. We'll get James Dellingpole's take on that. And this big IPCC report now coming out, the UN and other groups having to admit, okay, we lied about everything. So we're going to be talking about the Death Star blew up with ClimateGate, but now the Imperial fleet is in ashes. I mean, we may completely rout them. And so they're going crazy, taking over places with firearms. We're going to James Dellingpole in a minute, though. I wanted to first tell you about one of our great sponsors, Diamond Gusset Jeans. And Diamond Gusset is made in America, high quality, regular jeans, motorcycle jackets, shirts. And they've got a special running where you buy any product and you get one of their free denim. Diamond Gusset, born and worn in the USA, Diamond Gusset. They got several different designs, bandanas, but it's made in the U.S., and if you want to defeat the globalist, you better start buying made in your country, or all you have is, basically the Chinese army. When you're buying all your jeans from them, they can, buy nuclear weapons for you. So Diamond Gusset Clothing, it's gussetclothing.com, gussetclothing.com, or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, we ran this special like 3 days and sold out of one of the DVDs, American Dictators. And we're going to probably sell out in the next 3 or 4 days, or maybe even sooner, of the latest replacement. So you get Terror Storm, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, How Weed Won the West About the Phony Drug War, Fabled Enemies, and Reflections and Warnings, an interview with Aaron Russo. Five full-length films, $9.95. You know how much money I'm losing on this? I don't care. I want it out the door. Infowars.com. But when you're there, buy some T-shirts, some books, some other material, because your purchases also support this radio broadcast. You can also call toll-free to take advantage of these deals, 888-253-3139. And you can also postmark it the next week. We'll honor the deal as well. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, now let us go to James Dellingpole. And, of course, Mr. Dellingpole is a writer for many international publications, like The Telegraph, The Spectator. He is a best-selling author. Welcome to Obamaland. I have seen your future, and it doesn't work. He writes for The Times, The Daily Telegraph, The Spectator, Libertarian Conservative, and his website's jamesdellingpole.com, and he is a climate denier. James, first question. We've seen countless BBC, London Guardian, London Independent articles saying, we've got to get violent against climate deniers. We need authoritarian systems. If the public's too dumb to accept carbon feudalism, we need to start using, a green tyranny for at least the next 30 years to get it in place. The father of the Gaia movement. And now we've got their acolytes, their cult members taking over buildings with weapons, calling babies degenerate, filthy parasites. We've got parents firing bullets into babies' chest, murdering themselves, all for Al Gore, saying, I'm doing it for you, Al, while he's running around, reportedly, with his proboscis swinging between his legs, humping on women in hotel rooms worldwide and buying giant houses and eating giant T-bone, carbon-filled steaks. So you've got the floor. These people are panicking. They're starting to get violent.
Yeah, but Alex, you know what? I wish I could share your optimism about having destroyed the Death Star and being about to turn the Imperial fleet into toast. I think this war is only just beginning. And the reason it's only just beginning is because of the scale of the opposition we're up against. We're up against the United Nations. We're up against the Rockefeller Foundation. We're up against Bill and Melinda Gates. We're up against George Soros. We're up against the European Union. We're up against the governments of most of the Western world, led by the Obama administration, and you've got the Environmental Protection Agency and so on. It is going to be a very tough struggle to make our case that what these people are trying to do is create a new world order under the auspices of environmentalism. But this is what's happening. It's what's been happening for a very long time. Now, I've just written a piece about the James Lee atrocity, or attempted atrocity, rather. Thank God it wasn't. I think, you know, thank God only the bad guy got shot in the end. And what I've said, I gave it the headline, James Lee is Al Gore, is Prince Charles, is the Unabomber. Because whether it's, it takes the form of violent terrorists like James Lee and the Unabomber, or whether it takes the form of people like Al Gore talking about, you know, there must be limits to growth, it's all a manifestation of the same problem. These people essentially hate the human species. They think the population should be reduced. They think that experts, unelected experts, over whom we have no control, should be put in charge of the world and be allowed to allocate what they call scarce resources. This is a very scary problem. It's not going to go away. And another problem, which I think is not discussed often enough, is the fact that the rubbish that our children are taught in schools. Your kids, my kids, are taught the same...
Oh, it's 24-7 brainwashing. In the New York Times, they say it's good that the 7-year-old comes home and writes fictitious school-issued tickets to mommy about taking a hot bath, and now Prince Charles is out saying, make it illegal to take a hot bath and make people wear clothes that have detergents in them so that you're not allowed to wash your clothes. Yeah. I mean, while he's flying around on jets and owns his own private train.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I went to see my daughter sing in a singing concert the other day, and one of the two songs she sang was called When Will We Learn? And it was all about how we humans, we destroy the environment, and when will we learn to care more for the world? This is eco-propaganda. It's not a sweet song for kids to sing. This is teaching children that humans are bad, that economic growth is bad, that we are evil. Now, this sort of stuff is going to create exactly the kind of mindset that we saw in James Lee. I reckon that we are creating hundreds, if not thousands, of future James Lees by teaching them this nonsense.
Well, James, I've seen the graphs since the eco-education in the 90s and the death education. They say don't commit suicide. It's quite easy. You take your shoelaces, tie it around your neck, and hang it on anything, and the little girls go and commit suicide. They teach them, you're killing the earth, you're bad. And in many cases, it comes out, the little girls especially, because they show them images of baby animals with their heads cut off. They actually do this, folks, especially in Australia. Then the little 12-year-olds go and kill themselves. And we wonder why children committing suicide is off the charts. They're telling them, you're scum, you're bad, you know, one-child policies, humans are parasites, we must, you know, be eradicated. And James, when I was in college, it didn't matter what class I was in. That's all they would... I mean, it could be a math class, and they would stop once a week and say, you know, there's too many people. You know, we've got to reduce them. I mean, this is their cult. And I agree with you that they're well entrenched. It's their entire agenda of the collectivists. They're not going away. They cold-bloodedly know it's about neo-serfdom and feudalism, not about the earth. But the issue is, when I say we've blown up their Death Star, the tide has turned. People yeah. now know what this is, and it is a long war, but... They're looking and acting scared is my point.
I agree with that. I agree with that totally. The problem is that they are a very shifty, cunning opposition. And you notice how, as the whole global warming thing is dying, now that, you know, the IPCC has been exposed as a bunch of charlatans lying, distorting the data and so on, what's happening now is that they're shifting their ground. So that now they're talking about this thing called biodiversity. You know, hey, forget all that stuff we were telling you about global warming. You know, forget we said that. Now we've got to have the UN stepping in and businesses being controlled and fishermen not being allowed to fish and so on because of biodiversity. You know, we in England the other day, we had this extraordinary story about something like $250,000 being spent to build this bridge over a road so that dormice could climb over from one side of the road to the other. You know, $250,000 spent on dormice that probably aren't even going to use this bridge. This is the new green movement in action, and they are never going to give up. They are always going to find new ways of imposing their taxation, their control on us free people. I mean, ultimately, as you know and I know, Alex, this comes down to liberty. It's a question of who should decide our lives. Should it be unelected bureaucrats, or should it be us?
Well, that's what this is really about, is social engineering, and they are the saviors of the earth. And you see the entire economy in Europe, England, the United States, the entire Western world, where you can only get scholarships to be one of these environmental engineers or assessors. So they're changing the entire infrastructure, where only when the new priesthood gives the nod can you build a shed or a house, what type of architecture you can have. Germany saying no single family dwellings because the family's bad by 2020. Yeah. It is a total surveillance tyranny where the new environmental cult rules everything. But then separately, whenever the select global corporations that are globalists are involved, they're given waivers for everything.
Ask the person in the street what Agenda 21 was. Most of them would not know what you were talking about. And yet, Agenda 21 of the United Nations is probably the single most dangerous piece of legislation in the world today. Because what it does is it gives the United Nations, all these bureaucrats over whom we have no control, it gives them the right to decide how we live our lives, how we heat our homes, how much tax we pay, how much we pay for our energy bills. And, of course, one of the horrors about Agenda 21 is it has been able to filter down through even to sort of local town councils. You know, they're all signing up to this deal where, yes, we too will commit our local population, whether they like it or not, to reducing their carbon emissions and you know, the way that they the cars they drive, how much we tax their cars, you know, for parking and things.
Well, that's what Schwarzenegger said at the end of the Copenhagen meeting, as you know. He said, we're going to go back and get the governors and the cities, and we're going to do it. And Austin, just 2 months ago, passed a $2.6 billion tax over the next 3 years on gas and electricity. And so, again, it never has anything to do with even the environmental crisis. It's you will give our local environmental mafia contractor $1 million to build a thing for mice or for turtles, or you will, you know, give $200,000 to them, or you will now pay more to some multinational corporation. That's why the big mega corporations have financed this, and that's their Achilles heel. If we attack these fraudsters through, you're a bunch of idiot environmental cultists, they'll win. But if we point out they're bankrolled by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the ultra rich to create a global monopoly, then we can defeat them.
Yes, well, I mean, it's good that the market has helped destroy their carbon fraud. I mean, it's fantastic that the price of CO2 on the Chicago Carbon Exchange fell from $7 a ton to 10 cents a ton. And the Chicago Climate Exchange, which of course was founded by Al Gore and Goldman Sachs, among others, has essentially collapsed. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that by the time it did collapse, Al Gore had made his money and sold out to somebody else. This is the problem. You know, Al Gore and his cronies are parasites. They are leeching off the backs of ordinary people and pretending to be caring, holier than thou, you know, the people that we should look up to. You're absolutely right. I mean, the slobbering sex poodle, as I think he was called in those in the police reports by that poor woman, the masseurs that he tried to get his grip.
Well, now there's a bunch of women. Reportedly, this is what he does.
Oh, really? So he is the Tiger Woods of the environmental movement.
Yeah, but at least Tiger was paying them and they were willing. They were actually whores.
Yeah.
With Gore, it appears, like a lot of psychopaths, he likes to get some older woman in there and then freak them out.
Here we go again. James Lee equals Al Gore equals the Unabomber. There is not a cigarette papers. You know, I mean, I think it's an interesting fact that so many of the people who parade their green virtuousness are, in their private lives, slightly despicable, cruddy people. You know, there was a famous experiment, I don't know whether you remember, conducted by some Canadian academics, where they tested these students, and some of them had bought green products, and some of them hadn't bought green products in a supermarket. And the ones that had bought green products behaved, were more likely to lie and cheat and steal than the ones who hadn't bought the green products, because the green products gave them a sense of virtuousness.
They were six times more likely to steal, and if I remember, it was all over the Canadian papers a few months ago, that these were actually greenies that did the study. They thought it was going to show the opposite, to morally make everyone look bad and say, see, greenies are more moral, but the truth is they're a bunch of knuckle-dragging control freaks.
Yes, exactly. It was very, very satisfying. I mean, one thing we have got, Alex, the facts are on our side. You know, the world, you know, Malthus was proved wrong, Paul Ehrlich was proved wrong. You know, the Green Revolution in the 1970s meant that Paul Ehrlich's predictions that mankind was doomed due to overpopulation, it didn't come true.
Yeah, he said by 2000. He said from an ice age. So did John P. Holdren. But,
yes.
but they don't care how many times they're wrong. They just reinvent some new crisis, which they're going to save us from if we just give them trillions in money.
Yep, that's absolutely it. It's a sort of global elite who are trying to keep the money for themselves and trying even to decide, you know, population levels. It's deeply sinister, and it's amazing how few people are aware of the connections. You know, all these people are in it together.
Well, I mean, you talk about Malthus. He was disproven when he said in 1750 something that Britain would totally collapse within 50 years. Total opposite. He said the Earth can only sustain a few more million people. Stay with us.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Ladies and gentlemen, I always start hyperventilating. I can almost hear James Dillingpole, a very intelligent researcher in his own right, doing the same thing, because it's so brazen. You've got these slimy con artists who, when you really read the Club of Rome documents and others, they admit this is just a way to take over property and control people. You find out the Rockefellers 110 years ago that the founder, John D., called the public scum. He wanted, quote, great wide expanses. He didn't like people. And literally this robber baron's vision, joining with royals in Europe and others that have this disdain for the public that supply them with all their wealth, they want us out of here. Yeah, that's why the media in the U.S. is like, this poor man, he had some good ideas, just went the wrong way about it. It's desperate. And James Dillingpole hit the key here. He talked about how they've got our children. We've got to demand that they stop teaching these frauds to our children. James, how do we defeat these people? Because you say the Death Star has not been exploded. The Imperial fleet is still marauding. I agree the Empire's still there, but so I mean, how would you assess their damage? Because I believe... Go ahead.
Sorry, I mean, you say how do we stop them indoctrinating our children? You know, I mean, there was a guy in England, I don't know whether you read this, who had to fight a court, go to court to stop his children being shown an inconvenient truth.
And they found it was just full of baloney, the court did.
Yeah, exactly. They found lots of things wrong with the film. And but you know, the government was trying to insist that every child in Britain, compulsorily had to watch... Al Gore's propaganda and lies movie. It's absolutely extraordinary. And the problem is that the things we are saying now on this show go very much against people's instincts of what is true. If you ask most people, is population a problem in the world, they will say yes, because instinctively it feels right that the more people there are, you know, the worse things get. Actually, the history of the human species has been that the more people there are, the better things get. And, you know, we were talking about Thomas Malthus early on. Thomas Malthus, in 1798, wrote this book where he said that the population was soon going to outgrow the world's ability to supply it with food. In the next century, what happened? The population in Britain increased by four times. The economy grew 16 times bigger. So the fact is that, you know, economic growth is good for us. Human ingenuity will always find a way to feed the increasing numbers of people on our planet. You know, the richer people are, the less they have to breed. You know, and the reason people breed in Africa is that they have no money. They need children because they know some of them.
Well, now you've hit the key. The West is dying. 1.3 replacement rate for every mommy and daddy. They're having 1.3 children. That's the global average from Japan to the United States. The West is dying. We need more children, not less. But instead, they're convincing women to have no children for the Earth. It's insane.
Yes, exactly. You've got rich greenies like the Prince of Wales and a guy called Jonathan Porritt and so on, forming these organizations like the Optimum Population Trust. And, you know, the Optimum Population Trust believes that people should have no more than two children and preferably one. You know, the idea that in the West we need to stop breeding is madness. You know, our cultures are not replacing the population at a sufficient level to guarantee a decent economic future.
Well, they've done the analysis. The West is probably already deader than doornail.
Yeah.
And which makes the Rockefellers even more happy. These people are out of their minds.
yeah, Yeah, I know. Well, so, as you say, we have a big, big struggle ahead of us. If we are to, because what we are saying does not seem obvious to most people. We have the facts on our side, but people, you know, we're living in a world also where the education system, well, we've seen it in the way our children are indoctrinated by greeny teachers, but the education system is not really interested in teaching kids hard facts anymore. They prefer teaching them touchy-feely stuff about caring about polar bears and stuff.
Stay there, James. Do five more minutes. I want you to finish this key point. Because, yeah, the schools are nothing but giant re-education camps, giant indoctrination centers.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, doing five more minutes with James Dilling Pohl, and I promise I'm getting your phone calls and a bunch of other news. You know, there's been another oil well explosion, but thank God they're only reporting one injury, no deaths, and it doesn't look like it's leaking, so continue to watch that situation. But let's go back to James Dilling Pohl. You were finishing up your point about schools now are all about touchy-feely, worship the government, worship socialism,
yeah.
Be guilty if you're a Westerner, which, and then at Copenhagen, the third world showed up thinking they were going to get some freebies from the West, and they said, no, we're going to tax you too, and all the money goes to the banks, and so they pulled out. But they're really teaching the children to hate themselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the bigger point I'd like to make, Alex, is that the world, Western civilization right now is at a crossroads. And if we go the way the greenies want to take us, we are going to go over a precipice. And I think, you know, it's up to America, really, to lead the way on this one. I mean, I personally believe that Obama is toast at the next election, but I, the presidential election. But I also believe that there is a danger that unless, you know, we can find a replacement for Obama, we don't just want another kind of, you know, a Me Too Republican. We need somebody who genuinely understands that big government has taken far too great a control of our lives, and that there are these organizations like the Rockefeller Foundation, like George Soros, who are essentially controlling the lives of ordinary people. We've got to claw back our liberties. We've got to stop schools teaching this government propaganda and let schools teach children, you know, facts again, you know, stuff that's actually grounded in reality, not eco-propaganda. And only then, I think, can we give ourselves a decent future. Otherwise, we are in serious trouble.
You're right. And now I see stuff in England where they're saying if your parents were ever involved in crime or poor, children are being put in databases for their bad genes. And there's also this whole eugenics arm of the Green Movement where they're talking about screening you, deciding if you can have children according to your behavior, not yeah. just your genetics. And when you really scratch the surface, these people are admitted eugenicists.
Yeah, well, eugenics, of course, was absolutely enormous in the first part of 20th century, in the late 19th century. And the only reason eugenics got a bad name for itself was because of the Nazis. Otherwise, I think they'd have carried on doing it now. But if you look at some of the writings of the Greens in the 50s and the 60s, what you realise is that it never really went away. These people hate humanity. These people deify nature. For them, Gaia is the new religion. I mean, you know, environmentalism is the new world religion. It's replaced Christianity. It's replaced even Islam as the dominant faith of the world. And you and I, and most of your listeners, I imagine, are considered heretics. And this is a struggle we're going to have to face. You know, we are. You know, they would like to burn us at the stake if they could, and we need to be careful. But all we can do is you know, speak the truth, speak truth to power, which is what your show does.
Well, James, I appreciate you joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
No, you bet. Briefly, in 1 minute, tell us about your book, your latest book, and also the website.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got a book coming out shortly in America in time for Christmas called 365 Ways to Drive Liberals Crazy, which is going to be published by Regnery. I've also got a book you're going to totally love coming out soon called Watermelons, in which I describe this whole massive green eco-conspiracy and explain how it's happened and what we can do about it.
That's right. Watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. But, you know, I found it's more than a watermelon. It's green on the outside, red on the inside, and it's monopoly capitalist Rockefeller in the core. You know, I mean, the seeds of this are ultra rich that want to collectivize our wealth and use government to suck it into their snouts. James Dillingpole, thank you for joining us. Look forward to talking to you when the books come out.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You're out on the road. The last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. 877-791 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now, and I appreciate folks holding. Darren, Chris, Lex, Tyler, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And then I'm going to get into the latest economic news and some medical news, as well as what's going on with the police state. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Darren in California, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I can't credit you with waking me up. I got to give that credit to G. Edward Griffin and his terrific book. But I can credit you with slapping my hand every day when I try to hit the snooze button.
Well, but we can't anyway, hit the snooze button. All of us have to be engaged or we're going to be slaves.
Right, right. Well, I kind of have a bone to pick with you. I wish you would spend more time, and I understand why you don't, because you have to kind of pick your battles, but when it comes to the income tax. You know, I'd like to see you have more guests on, more experts that, you know, are familiar with this point and can speak to it and kind of inform people as to the illegal income tax and what we can do. I mean, if, you know, last week you asked if, you know, to call in and say what was the biggest problem that we saw, and I see the biggest problem being the Fed. Well, if we take away the Fed's ammunition, a lot of these other symptoms that the tumor of the Fed creates takes care of themselves.
Now, but you got to understand that they only tax us to add value to their fiat Federal Reserve system, and I want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We go directly at the head. I'm supporting Ron Paul's move to audit the gold in Fort Knox to expose how criminal these private banks are and that we know they've stolen it. The evidence is clear. But I've probably done hundreds of radio broadcasts. I made a film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. Joe Bannister, the IRS agent, is in it. We have Joe on a few times a year. I interviewed Aaron Russo about the IRS. It's in the documentary Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. And we open the phones up and you're able to call in about it. But the problem is, this is a very sophisticated issue. And the globalists are allowing a lot of neocons to bash the income tax because they're going to get rid of it. They're going to call it a Social Security tax. And they're going to say it's frozen at 10% and give you a VAT and probably sales tax on top of it. That'll be even more enforcement and local control over everything. And so there's a big move to get rid of the income tax right now because they're going to bring in a bunch of other stuff on top of it, and they're just going to change the name of it. But people are like, why aren't you for the reform of Wall Street, Alex, that Obama's supporting? Well, it actually gave the top crooks on Wall Street more of a monopoly of power. So a lot of times what something is named is not what it actually is. I'm always for tax cuts. I'm for tax incentives. I'm for cutting the IRS. I'm for getting rid of the income tax. We didn't have it till 1913, 16th Amendment. It didn't become widespread till the early 1950s. I mean, I know all of that. And most Americans were exempt. And they take it out of people's checks so they don't really notice it. And it kills business. And it's all designed so the globalists can move things offshore. But, you know, I don't think it's fair to say a bone to pick. I mean, because you must not listen very often if you don't hear us talk about the IRS, but they're coming in with all these new fines and fees, and I'm so busy trying to beat the carbon tax, which is on everything, basically a global VAT. Like, that's what the World Bank called it last year. I'm so busy trying to fight the local carbon taxes, doubling my energy prices in the next 3 years where I live, that, I mean, hell, there's 50-something million people not filing now. A lot of Americans are already rebelling. The amount of taxes we pay doesn't go anywhere near the budget or the deficit or what they're spending. I'll just say I'm bad. I apologize. I guess I'm evil.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I appreciate you do everything you do on a daily basis. I just think it gives people a direct benefit to dissent, and it's going to directly help our economy by having people having that money back in consumers' pockets.
Yes, we built the nation without the income tax. If we want 10% growth rates again, we should get rid of it. Yes, 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 I agree with you. And we talk about it all the time. That's why I'm saying I don't know what show you're listening to. My only issue is there's all this patriot mythology about how you get out of paying them legally by doing all this stuff. And I'm telling you, they're criminals. Yes, it's an illegitimate tax. Yes, it wasn't ratified. Yes, I've had, you know, the fathers of exposing this on, Benson and Beckman, and we've gone over it. And we've covered it over and over and over and over again. The problem is there's all these patriot quacks that lie to people and say, there's a way for you to not pay and have them not come after you. And I'm telling you, that's not true. I appreciate your call, Darren. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm not sure if you've addressed this. I listen to your show pretty much. And the Arizona SB 1070 bill that seems to be a moot issue now, but I think it's an overreaction to the staged crisis of the illegal alien.
Oh, yeah, the feds have now filed another lawsuit, and they've sicked the United Nations officially on Arizona, another act of treason. But go ahead.
Yes, that is another aspect that could be brought up, but I wanted to clarify because it just shows that how Obama wants to give more of the authority to the UN, and Ziggy B just said that the UN isn't really that strong of a vehicle just a few months ago. Speaking of the CFR, saying that towards world government, the UN isn't as strong as other vehicles, but of course it's still one of the cards they have to play. But what I called about the SB 1070 concerns that were raised by an article by Campaign for Liberty coordinator in Arizona, Jeff Greenspan, article from last March entitled "Oppose the Revised SB 1070 on National ID Concerns." And I think it's an overreaction to the stage crisis, and the solution that is spelled out in the bill is that they want a biometric international ID. Of course, the biometrics would only work at keeping track of the citizens only. It also includes E-Verify, for instance, employment eligibility verification. So it includes federal executives deciding which person gets a birth certificate, whether they're illegal or not. It's determined whether the parents have a national ID themselves.
All right, Chris, I appreciate your call. Let's just talk turkey here. I appreciate the call. We had a national ID card under executive order in 1993. Okay? We've had one 17 years. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, I covered it. The state driver's license were standardized at that time. They've now told the slaves in the last 10 years about federal standardization with just further federalization and new systems on the cards. They already have a hemispheric North American travel ID that the illegals are given. Every bank, every insurance company, every apartment company, they all accept consular matriculas that you can literally get out of a Cracker Jack box. It's all a lie that Arizona was going to pull over anybody with a dark hair or a suntan. It said if you were pulled over after first contact for drunk driving, violence, whatever, that they would ask for your ID, and if you were an illegal alien, they'd take you to jail. But don't worry. Mexico's got thousands of deaths a month. Masses of women and children having their heads cut off after being raped. Mecha La Raza all hanging out with the El Jefes. The big rich Hispanic groups laundering the money in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. They love the mafia, the New World Order. The Mexican mafia loves the banks, knows criminal culture. It's a match made in heaven. America's going down. The states are all going bankrupt. Everything's over. And you're all going to have ID cards to buy and sell, and the illegals are still going to be above the law running around like God, because just like the CIA ships the drugs in and only arrests cartel people or kills them that don't pay the cut, the illegals are there to be part of the black market, which the CIA banks tax. So they belong to them, and they're there to vote to take your guns. They're there to vote for Raza and more division, and they're there to do what all the New World Order needs. And so the standard of living will fall, and we're going to be just like Mexico City within 10 to 15 years. And all the trendy Campaign for Liberty people that are, you know, kind of liberal or whatever you want to call it, they're going to get what they want to. Of course, Ron Paul has been supportive of the Arizona bill. because he actually read it. But, hey, what's reality? You know, don't let reality get in the middle of things. You know, again, if you're Margaret Sanger and running Planned Parenthood, aborting 51% of babies, the liberals and black leaders call you a wonderful person helping black people. You know, cause you hate black people and want to kill them and call them scum and filth and weeds and parasites. That's their favorite word. But if you actually want blacks to get off the welfare and get out of the government control, and you want to point out how they're being controlled and being destroyed societally, along with everybody else, but that's the beta test group, then you're a racist. And if I see Fox News Corp funding Machete, which is a race war film, I don't know if he's changed it, but I've got the script. If he puts out tomorrow what's in that script, it's a race war film. And the Fox News owner is funding the imam running the mosque, along with the Rockefeller Foundation on record. And they're funding Machete, and they're funding it all. And Jessica Alba can go on TV shows and make jokes about white people and be as racist as she wants. And it's cute and funny. And she's told, you do that. You do that. You run white people into the ground. But that's only the cover. So the Hispanics and the blacks and everybody else can be orderly, given their shots, given their abortions, all part of the liberal fun bandwagon. And so all the Mexican mafia can take the women and rape them and chop their heads off and have sex slaves and use them and keep the Mexican people down. It's like, oh, yeah, be with the El Jefe, Look, this movie, according to the script, is basically like the film Inglourious Basterds. But in Inglourious Basterds, the Germans are all evil Nazis who deserve to die. Now, in this case, white people are the Nazis and deserve to die. And it's even produced by Quentin Tarantino, and they admit, Rodriguez says, it's like Inglourious Basterds. So I'm a Nazi because I'm white.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
I mean, think about how outrageous this is. You've got 500 to 600 million people, or even more, in Latin America wanting to get in here. Most of Latin America is in abject poverty with warlords ruling them in crushing poverty. You've got narcotics pouring into the United States. The government openly is trafficking them, only going after cartels that don't launder their money through the big central banks. Mexico is the most dangerous collapsed nation on earth. It is now worse than North Korea. You're not going to hear a word out of Mecha or La Raza or any of those groups because they're all hooked up. I mean, hell, our former mayor, Gus Garcia, said he might retire in Mexico and doesn't really see himself as an American. And then I've got video of him in a city council meeting saying Hispanics are the master race, the God race, descended from aliens. By the way, you think I'm joking. He had an Aztec group up to agree with them, and then they had the other city council guy, a white guy, I forget his name. This was about three or four councils ago. This was like 10 years ago. He was a big environmental land grabber, going, yes, my wife is Hispanic. My child is of God. And they're up there going, yes, we are the supreme race. I mean, every group runs around saying they're the supreme race. The difference here is you've got the corporate media, Fox Television, Fox Movie Productions, putting this out. And I'm supposed to sit here with a trailer saying, we didn't cross the border crossed us, then hacking gringos up. And I get the script and it's literally gringos are the devil and must die. And then the media won't report on this or acts like I'm the bad guy. Meanwhile, the liberal eugenics groups are talking about how they want to domesticate Hispanics from Latin America so they can abort their children and how they want to kill the subhuman blacks. And I'm like, I don't want to kill Hispanics. I don't want to kill black people. I want them to live. I want them to do well. I want to be friends with everybody. I believe in everybody doing good. And the liberal Hispanics are like, it is Aslan, and there's no such thing as a eugenics program. We like Margaret Sanger. And I'm just like, when does it end? And these liberal black groups. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I got a bunch of news I want to get to. And it's just so frustrating. I mean, I've got the script for Machete. You can go watch Birth of a Nation. What, 1915? 1916? I forget the year. And in it, the Ku Klux Klan are the good guys because the black people are running around engaging in rapes and mass murder against whites. And so the Klan hunts them all down and kills them. Now, you read the script for Machete or watch the trailer. White people are killing Hispanics and crucifying Catholic priests and murdering little Hispanic children. And Machete and his army of Latinos kill them. It is the exact same thing as Birth of a Nation. Meanwhile, this birth of a nation by minorities, the exact same stuff the Ku Klux Klan put out, very famous movie. The Klan went from a few thousand members to millions after that movie came out. I mean, you know, they're saying, Alex, you shouldn't be concerned about race war. You shouldn't be concerned about violence from this. Well, we just had beat up Cracker Night, beat up Whitey Night up in Iowa, and that's now been confirmed. I'm going to cover that when we come back and go to your calls. So we've got that going on because those black kids, 40 to 50, think whites are inherently evil because Chris Matthews tells them so every night. And Chris Matthews only does that to create racial identity so that blacks will fight with whites and vice versa. So Chris Matthews and the Rockefeller Foundation, this is on record, can sit up there and steer and control you. That's why it's race every night on those shows, to the point of black kids go to the fair and say, we're going to beat up white people. And feel good about it, because when you're beating up a white person or killing a white person, they're a devil and they deserve it. Well, what do you think the Klan thinks when it drags some black man to death down the highway? They think they're getting rid of somebody who's evil. They're self-righteous. You think the Klan is like, we're good, and we're going to go out and be friends with the black people? No. They say we're good because we think black people are evil and we're going to go out and get them. And what do you think Mecha and La Raza? I mean, whenever Jessica Alba gets up on these TV shows and talks trash about white people, even though she's Spanish on the Mexican side, and which is European, and her dad's white, or it's all insane. They're idiots. They're idiots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen.
prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let me break this down very simply, okay? I want to be as concise as possible. The globalists use racial and tribal politics to control populations. And if a group is a majority or tends to be wealthy and powerful, they will paint them as the bad guys as a pretext to get them to be guilty to give in to the corruption. It's like, you're killing the earth. Pay Al Gore trillions in carbon tax. Well, wait a minute. Goldman Sachs with Enron wrote this plan and has nothing to do with the environment. Shut up. Shut up, Earth killer, polar bear murderer. Hey, I don't want your government-run health care. By the way, this is a scam written by insurance companies. Shut up, racist. What does that have to do with race? Shut up, racist. I see you deny your racism. Hey, our country's collapsing, and the anchor babies are bankrupt in the States, and the illegal aliens are pouring across, and Mexico's imploding with crime. And shut up, racist. Shut up. Shut up. You know, the feds are financing illegal checkpoints, warrantless searches, body scanners, total federalization. But then they're raiding Sheriff Arpaio, saying that if they pulled somebody over for drunk driving and they were illegal, he was taking drunk driving illegals to jail. And it's like the news is like, in a hardcore police state move, Arpaio. And they're like, look at that Arpaio. One time he was at a rally with 10,000 people, and there was one guy in the background who might be a white supremacist. It's total proof. And Alex Jones is too, and so is Ron Paul. And I'm like, they're aborting half the black people. I'm against that. Shut up, racist. You're against killing black people. You're a racist. You're a racist. No, see, I'm sick of being called a racist. I was brought up bleeding heart, guilty liberal, I'm bad, white people are evil. You know, that was the culture and the media. And my parents weren't totally like that, but they were like, you know, totally anti-racist. And along with that comes all of the tour. You know, I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm so evil. No, I've done nothing to anybody. And a bunch of criminal banks are bringing this country down, and they got that racist Jessica Alba. I've seen her say so much racist stuff running around, shooting her mouth off. And I'm supposed to say, thank you, wise Latina. Take my guns and all my property. I'm a racist gringo, and I'm going to lick your boots and tell you I'm sorry I'm such scum. Thank you for the movie where gringos are all the devil and are hacked up with machetes. I worship you, my queen. No, it's not happening. I'm done. And now I am really doing research and discovering that it's all of the rich white people, black people, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, but predominantly Hispanics on the Southwest who are running the coyotes, running the drugs, working with the CIA, running all this corruption, and they are helping take the Hispanic children into dungeons and blow their heads off after they're raped if they didn't pay $2,000 or $4,000 to the coyotes from Latin America. I mean, Mexico just slaughters immigrants, and that's loving. La Raza and Mecha are like, yay! You know, they never say a word about all that. And that's what Robert Rodriguez is doing. He's exporting Mexophobia against the Republic, against the United States, teamed up with the globalists to all of Latin America. And that's why Hispanic folks all over Central and South America and Puerto Rico are sending me photos of the local movie theater posters saying, get with machete, with a bloody machete. It's being sold to try to take Mexican phobia of the United States. I'm not talking about Mexicans themselves, but, you know, Mexophobia that goes on in Mexico, of the United States to all of Latin America. And Rodriguez thinks, I'm just going to sit here and be a good little gringo and lick his boots and say, I'm sorry, I'm a racist white puto. Well, will you please kick me in the teeth? And I'm just going to roll over and grovel to you. It ain't happening. I'm done. And I'm going to say it. I've read the script, and Rodriguez reportedly wrote it. He's a racist, okay? He's a racist. He wants to make a movie about white racists that are murdering Hispanics when there's no such thing going on in reality with the Minutemen. I mean, that is something the Ku Klux Klan would write for white people. I'm done. You're just like David Duke, Rodriguez, and so is Alba and all of it. And I'm not going to mince words anymore. I'm done. I'm done. Now I'm going off into a rant. Because this entire country is going into hell in a handbasket, and the big foundations in Fox News and the Fox News owner are funding the imam with the mosque. They're funding machete. They want us all at each other's throats. Here is the clip of the newscast with the beat Whitey Night, and it's been confirmed that it's so politically correct, I guess those white teenagers, they should go to jail because they're racist. They should have taken clubs and beaten themselves in the head and said, thank you, black man, I am a white devil. And I'm bad. I should go to prison because I'm white. Again, that's the message. You're white, you're a Nazi. And this is going to be used to pass the carbon taxes, the health care, already has been, unless white people stop being guilty. Okay? I'm done. And I'm telling you, Mexico's collapsed. The Southwest is collapsing. If we move the free market to the North Pole, you'd have the illegal aliens trying to bust down the door to the North Pole. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Well, Rachel, two officers were injured and five people were arrested last night, marking the third time since Eastsider night that a large group of young black people were involved in assaults in or around the
fairgrounds. It's the white's fault.
We have reports that these juveniles were attempting to assault white citizens.
Well, the whites deserve it.
You know, that's all under investigation at this time, whether this has racial overtones or not. We are looking into that.
I had
it's a fear of the police.
Can you imagine if 45, 50 white people were running around beat black people night, beating black people up? I mean, it would be the end of the world. But when it's admitted with blacks doing it, it's like we're still looking into it. Because, see, she's a racist white cop if she says it's wrong. See, this is all just about guilt. It has nothing to do with Hispanics and blacks. It's about getting us all to fight with each other. I think I've said that enough. Let's go back to the clip.
According to one of the police reports from Sunday's assaults, there was a large fight along East 30th Street with, quote, black male and female juveniles assaulting white citizens. As Des Moines police stepped in to try and break up the 40-person deep crowd, officers were met with...
What does the Ford Foundation fund? They funded all the black liberation groups who teach them. Those weren't white people they were attacking. Those were white devils. Those were vampires out at night. They had to do this. I can't believe how racist the state fair whites are. I can't believe the media is so racist to criticize these wonderful black youth attacking vampires. Let's go back to it.
With heavy resistance.
We continue to try to move them along and disperse. And
they were fighting vampires, lady. What are you?
At that point, two officers were hit in the head from behind while trying to make arrests, forcing one of them to use a stun gun to get control of the situation. Chemical sprays were also used on the crowd to get things under control.
There were several groups of juveniles together. What I was told from some officers that it was like a swarm of bees.
This was the third time large groups of young black people were seen assaulting people in and around the fair, the first being at the end of the fair's Eastsider
night.
There's
video on it.
The second was on Friday. Police say that on Friday, a white man was severely assaulted by a group of black males and females.
He deserves it.
Eventually fracturing his skull, an attack that police think may have been race-related.
In the police report, it states that a group of black males and females were out at the fair yelling out that it's Beat Whitey Night.
And with yet another incident happening on Sunday under similar circumstances on the last day of the fair, it's hard for police not to think that all of these incidents are related.
These assaults which occurred from last Friday night to last night, we do believe they are related somehow.
Oh, look, she felt so guilty. She's a good whitey. She hates herself. How dare those white people not liking having their heads split open? Racist, 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 racist. I mean, this is incredible how racist those whites are. They should be jailed, because when those clubs cracked their skull, that was an assault on the black man. Now let's show a good man who understands the white devil. Let's show another government-funded stooge, I'm sorry, genius, who understands that even white babies have to be killed. These are white vampires. Do you let vampire babies live? Here it is.
All of them. Every last iota of a cracker I hate it. We didn't come out here to play today. There's too much serious business going on in the black community to be out here sliding through South Street with white, dirty, cracker whore on our arm, and we call ourselves black men with African garb on. What the hell is wrong with you, black man? You had a doom day with a white girl on your damn arm. You want freedom? You're gonna have to kill some crackers. You're gonna have to kill some of their babies.
Well, there you have it. But again, because I played this, I'm a devil. But listen, the way you fix it is you give all your money to Rockefeller and all the carbon taxes, and you open the borders up, and you commend Mexico for slaughtering all the Latin Americans that come in, because that's not racist or evil or bad to humans, because it's Hispanics killing Hispanics. And of course, I'm being sarcastic before the media says that I'm actually condoning it. No, no, it's a nightmare. And the world is full of despotism and savagery, and the republic is now falling, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. And tribalism, whether it's white racism, black racism, Hispanic racism, it's tribalism. It's all on the rise. And the globalists have stirred all of this up so that we will be at each other's throats. It's senseless. Can you imagine if a white person, a white director, made a movie where Hispanics go out and commit crimes of murder against whites, and then whites get together and kill Hispanics? That's a race war movie. But see, people are so guilty of their white and then so filled with the fact that whites are the devil that Robert Rodriguez, even though the gringos are the biggest fans of his movies, he can make a movie how they're the devil. And it's good. It's like, oh, thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. And the black folks can go out and start beating up whitey, and it's all cute and funny. And the media won't even call it a racial attack because, hey, they're whites. They deserve it. Now, don't you see what's happening? They're getting whites angry and tribal, and they're going to use whites to command and run the police state that is going to crack down on whites, blacks, Hispanics, and Asians. This is the globalists are geniuses, folks, and I hope you understand that, and we better see this for what it is. And remember that you haven't heard a word out of Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity about Machete. They did it first until it came out that Fox owned it, and then they took the story off their website. They don't want you to know that Fox is funding, through their owner, the imam and the mosque, that they're funding Mecha and La Raza. Oh, Fox gives money. They don't want you to know that they're funding the movie. Because then, see, they can pose and keep Whitey safe with Whitey Fox News. This is divide and conquer, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, you're not going to get this on Republican shows. You're not going to get this on Democratic shows. You're going to get this here, the Truth Channel. The Truth Channel. Okay, I'm going to go to Lex, Tyler, Jason, Paul, and David. But an earlier caller got me off on a rampage there. But I briefly wanted to go to Ted Anderson because gold is way up again today. And I wanted to encourage listeners to not procrastinate. I wanted to encourage listeners to not sit on the fence. It's a very simple equation. In the last month, when gold was down by now 80-something dollars, Ted bought a bunch of gold and silver. Now it's run up 80-something bucks. Bloomberg says it's set to go to 1,500 by Christmas. I don't know if that's true. All I know is it's a lot better investment and has intrinsic value than dollars and stocks and bonds and derivatives that Goldman Sachs defecates out on our country. And I'm sorry for that term, but that's what they're doing. And all their carbon taxes. And Ted's got a great deal for you. And the paltry, even when the market was down, I think it was like a 2% markup or something on these. There's tiny margins in gold and silver. So you can't get a better deal on this. Kind of like how you can get five of my films for $9.95. You know how much money I'm losing on that? Shrink-wrapped hardcover original DVDs. Aaron Russo, Weed Won the West, Road to Tyranny, Fabled Enemies, $9.95, InfoWars.com. Yeah, we sit here and try to make money on this show to fund everything we're doing. We're not funded by Fox News or the Ford Foundation or Rockefeller. We're funded by you supporting our sponsors, and I love you, and I want to thank you. But regardless, this is also a win-win-win-win-win. These are great deals. And, Ted, I haven't asked you, can you still hold that deal, or did it already end? Did the gold go up?
No, yeah, the gold went up, but that didn't. I'm not increasing the prices quite yet. Gold is up again today. We've seen a high today so far at $1,254.50. Currently, gold is up $7.20. Current spot is $1,252.60. Alex, that Frank coin at $270, when you take off the $159 year subscription for the International Forecaster, that leaves $111 for a franc. If you multiply that by five, that's $555 for an ounce of gold. You know, there isn't a single dealer out there in the United States, anywhere bar none, I don't care where you go, across the entire globe even, that's offering gold for $555 an ounce like Midas is right now. And I got to tell people, they need to move into the gold market. You're sitting there in the stocks, bonds, you name it, annuities, banks, certificates. I mean, there just really isn't a better safe haven than gold. And now's the time to be moving. And we also have the British sovereigns, and they're currently at $340. We have the Walking Liberties at $975, another great buy. Just the whole thing. I mean, we're waiting for the unemployment figures to come out. They're forecasting that the unemployment's going up again, which means more fiat money when the government tries to bail out the next problem. I mean, the bank closed. Closure list. The bank problem list jumped to 829 now. That's never been seen before. You know, when the FDIC has to turn to the U.S. Treasury for more money because they're $15.2 billion behind in order to cover all that bad debt that's going to be coming to them on these bank closures. They're going to go to the Federal Reserve System, and the printing press is going to be turned on full speed. And that's when you're going to see a disaster in your stock portfolios. Your money at the bank is going to, you know, fade away. You'll still have the same amount of money. You just won't be able to buy as much with it. That's why it's so important to own gold and silver both. You know, you just simply cannot replace the fact that gold and silver has been money for over 6,000 years, and the U.S. dollar was associated to money up through 1971, and since its disassociation, gold has gone up through the moon, and the dollar has done nothing but fall. And what do you think is going to happen when we have more financial problems? Barack Obama is going to stand up. He's going to start talking about the next bailout plan that he has. Or, you know, Congress doing the same. I mean, Washington has no clue. And unfortunately, it's us. We, the people of the United States, are getting, you know, we're the ones that are losing in this whole process. And that's why I think it's so important that people get involved right now. That CBO document, I feel like I'm shouting from the hills, but nobody's listening. The Congressional Budgeting Office said we're having problems are coming up. You can call for that document.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Folks, get gold and silver now. These franc deals that he's got, these sovereign deals, Buffaloes. I mean, most people are out of gold. Ted's got it at a lower price. 800-686-2237. Don't miss this opportunity. By the way, Drudge's top link to us again.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
the question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
By the way, the Drudge Report has linked to our story. Rodriguez plans at least two Machete sequels. And it breaks down the whole situation. And it has the video that I cut to show that we are getting some deception out of the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan filmmakers' camp. I mean, why not just come right out and say it? I mean, I'm supposed to sit here and grovel and go, was it a racial attack at the fair? Well, is it a race war movie that makes gringos look bad? He just thinks it's okay for him to act like this, and I'm supposed to sit here and grovel to him. I'm not doing it. I'm done. Okay, now I'm ranting on this subject, and there's so much other news, and we're almost out of time. A couple days next week, Paul Watson's going to be sitting in. I'll just give you a heads up now. I'm going to be on the road with Jesse Ventura, working with him. I'm just going to leave it at that. On the road again. La, 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 la. You know, I said I'd take your phone calls, and maybe I am just inherently evil because I'm white. Maybe I am bad. I don't know why everybody wants to come to this country then. But I don't know. How can the Hispanic racist put down white people when they are European? I guess they're evil too. But I guess we all are tribal and evil in a way. I think at the end of the day, that's really the issue. And I guess I was brought up to be a bleeding heart. I'm an evil whitey. And so I guess you choose. Maybe I should fly to Iowa and go to the state fair and ask the black folks to beat me to death, and then maybe I'd be good. Like as they were beating me with clubs, I'd say, yes, kill me, I'm an evil whitey. I deserve it, I'm bad. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe it's true. Maybe I am evil. Maybe Robert Rodriguez is right. Maybe it's good that he makes a movie about gringos being hacked up with machetes. Maybe that black guy we played saying, kill white babies. Maybe white babies are evil. Maybe all babies are evil, like this nutcase said. No, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. You know what? We could go into overdrive, couldn't we? Oh, man. Lex in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. If at the end of 2010 I have the most hours on hold on the Alex Jones Show, I want a T-shirt or something.
Okay.
Hey, I got three questions for you. The first one's yes or no. I run a channel on Justin TV. Is it okay if I broadcast your show?
Yeah, the problem is if I give complicit authorization, then people will claim that they own my show. Like we had people start a little internet radio thing, and then they said, can we carry your show? And I said, sure. Then they sold advertising, said they were me, took my sponsors, and when I said, please don't do that, they went, you're evil, you're horrible, I own your house, I own your blood, you're bad. And had them calling up people that worked for me, calling their wives, saying, put them in jail, this is how we'll get them. So I don't ever like to give implicit stuff, but yeah, stream some of it, do whatever you want. I mean, I just want to get the show out. It's just my show, and so as long as people don't get out of control with something, I won't. I mean, I've just learned a lot. It's my only point.
Okay, great. I go by Lex Truther on Justin TV. If anybody wants to check it out, we chat real time, post all the links you're talking about. It's fun.
And you expose me as a reptoid.
Oh, man, wait, you should see what the Mike Rivero guys say when they come in, but we'll talk about that another time.
Hey, Mike's a great guy. We appreciate him and all the great things he's done for us. He's a wonderful person. Of course, it's funny. Look, I'm out of time. In fact, but I'm not going to let it end like that. I'm not going to let it end like that. We're going in through and beyond. Tyler, Jason, Paul, David, we're going into hour number four. Blitz of news and your calls straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com. to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my goodness, we are into hour number four on this September 2nd, 2010 transmission. And I'm going to get to the news. A lot of it I didn't cover today. I've been kind of out of control lately. I'm going to be honest with people. I've never had a problem with illegal drugs. But I've had a problem with one thing. Well, two. Caffeine and nicotine. Those are two things, and I still drink one cup of coffee every day, but lately I've been going back to two because I'll get really tired. I got up at like 5:30 a.m., and I'm actually starting to feel the caffeine's gone. Can I have a cup of coffee, guys? Or just make sure something's brewed. I'll just get it during the break. Thanks. They drink coffee around here like it's water. I mean, it just disappears so quickly. That's why I've always got to say, is there a pot brewing in there? So I can run out there during the break in a moment and get some. Speaking of the devil... But when I quit smoking cigarettes, and I'll go 2 years off cigarettes, 6 months off cigarettes, and then the devils out there always try to create a non-controversy, you know, non-issue, much ado about nothing thing, where they'll say, here's video of Jones saying cigarettes are bad and kids don't smoke, and then it can give you lung cancer, as I've said before, and then here's a video of him smoking a cigarette. Well, yeah, that's taken out of context. I admit my weaknesses. I'll go 6 months, a month, 2 months. One time I went 4 years. But I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 12. 12 years old, I started getting them off my neighbor's older brother. And let me tell you, I like chewing tobacco. I like cigars. I like snuff. I like snorting snuff. I like cigarettes. There isn't a tobacco product that I don't like. Very addictive. But when I quit smoking for about a week, I have got crazy energy and am like super obnoxious. And people that have worked here a few years, they've experienced it four or five times. I've quit in the last 2 years. I've got to do it forever this time. I mean, the first 2 days, it's not even hard for me to quit smoking. I will do it on a weekend. I'll tend to take off the Sunday show when I'm doing it because I want cigarettes and coffee. It's work-related, and it's okay. I don't even really want it. But when I get around work, and I got a few smokers at work here, and I walk in the morning, they're smoking cigarettes, and then I get on air, I literally start, I can taste it, and I start getting tingles in my brain. And I probably, if I ever start smoking again and stop again, I should probably just take off a week. Because I am a crazed maniac. I don't even want cigarettes right now. It's just, I'm literally going through withdrawals, though. But everybody knows, I mean, how hardcore cigarettes are. Never use cigarettes, young people. Never, 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 ever. It is so addicting. Alcohol is not a problem. You know, I could drink a few beers here and there and then, you know, not drink them for a year. But, there, I've babbled mindlessly for another 3 minutes. Let's go ahead and go to Lex. I already talked to Lex. Let's talk to Tyler in California. Go ahead.
Alex, glad you extended the broadcast because I really wanted to bring something up to you and see what you thought about it. I've been listening to you for a long time, you know, and I get this impression, or I get this weird dichotomy, actually, is the word, of where in one breath you blame everything on the globalist and then turn around and praise the free market when it's the free market that leads, free market capitalism leads to global monopoly. I mean, that is the basis of how they've forged their empire. And I don't
see the wedding of free market and government bailouts. The government gives the power to the bankers to force their banking system and their model. It is not a free market. It is a rigged market. It's like a casino, sir.
But imagine if you took off all, I'm not for government involvement in the market, but I'm saying if you took off all the government restraints that are on there right now, imagine what would happen.
Stay there. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you on the other side. This is a very important point, Tyler. We're going to let you flesh out your point, then I'm going to get to Jason, Paul, David, Frank, and others. We'll be right back. And then I am going to get to some of this other interesting news I have here.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix healthcare in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, well into hour number four on this Thursday, September 2nd, 2010 edition. Okay, Tyler is on hold. I'm going back to him, but let me just be clear about this. You're going to have corruption, whether it's government-run, corporate-run, any way you slice it, corruption is always a problem because some people will cut corners, they will cheat. Even really good people over time tend to become corrupted, especially if it's done through peer pressure or if someone isn't there to, you know, try to educate them on morals. And so we don't have a free market. Up until about 1913, we did. And the banks would run scams and money manipulation operations and junk bonds. But people learned to not keep their money in banks, or they learned what banks were trustworthy over time, or they learned to have gold and silver. And we had, on average, 10% growth rates from the founding of the country until 1913. Now, you don't even really have any growth if you look at it overall with population. And taxes are very high. And so what you've got is big, powerful megabanks that got government to authorize them to create derivatives. But the SEC goes after little companies that try to run scams. See, just like the CIA and other big operations go after cartels that don't launder their money through them, that's all the drug war is, to keep prices up. It's the same thing. With this new Financial Reform Act, the big six banks, they get regulatory power over everybody else. And Bernanke's in the news today saying, we'll shut down any banks that could cause a problem. Well, what banks cause the problem? All the big Federal Reserve shareholders. But instead, they're going after little guys. And so Ron Paul has written on this and explained it. And I agree with his analysis. So you let banks and groups issue bonds that are speculative or dangerous. And if it comes out it was a complete fraud, you have the state grand juries indict their butts and put them in prison. And that problem's going to end very, very quickly. And questionable investments, well, people will know those are just dangerous. High risk, high return. And so this stuff's always gone on. But it's a marriage of big government with big corporations that has brought what we have. So we always hear the free market's dead. Boy, we saw that capitalism failed in 2008. Can't have things like this happen anymore. We better just get rid of capitalism. Well, I mean, what is capitalism? It's big mega banks running things. What we need is freedom and local control and a small government. And then if people want to go invest in a big mega corporation that cheats them, that's their problem. Buyer beware. Or if Pinkerton security men want to pull in on the Rockefeller train to steal your gold claim, some property you've staked that's yours, you got a local sheriff that calls out the posse and line up in the street with the Pinkerton boys and you ready to go? Draw! But Pinkerton won't go to a town that's got a good sheriff. They'll go to a town where the railroad owns the sheriff. See, the railroad, the robber barons, the bankers, they need a corrupt government to give them legal cover. You didn't see Pinkerton and others coming into towns to rape and kill women, just like what's going on in Mexico right now. But this was 100% gringo operation. You didn't see that type of stuff without a corrupt police force allowing it. What goes on in Mexico? What goes on in corrupt Eastern Europe? Same animal. Different region. Same political system, though. Now, Tyler, does that answer your question?
Well, actually, no. I had a couple points I wanted to make to kind of counter that. I think whether you believe that this is a rigged economy or a free market, either way, in a true free market, the natural progression is to global monopoly. I mean, just think about it. I mean, if you have the best business in your city, then it turns into the best business in your county, state, country, hemisphere, global. I mean, it's the natural progression of the way that the system is set up. And the reason you say that there always is going to be corruption is because that's what's rewarded in this system. Being fair and honest and ethical is not rewarded.
Well, don't worry. I mean, the bankers are going to use their system to destroy everything, and then they agree. They're not going to really allow a market anymore. It's all going to be a government credit carbon tax system, and you'll be given your collectivist job, and then you'll be deployed to it, and the globalists will sit above that. So don't worry. They're going to... I mean, if they have their way, you're going to get what you want.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not what I said that I want. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to get you in that train.
Okay, well, what do you recommend? Because since we took the issuance of currency and credit away from Congress, things have gone downhill. I mean, can't we just go back to what worked instead of inventing something new?
When did that ever work, really? I mean, you think you trust Congress more than, I mean, I see them on the same level of corruption as the Federal Reserve. I mean, you talk all day about the corrupt things that Congress does. And
here's the deal. Congress has been taken over, and that's our fault. We need to take it back. And when the Federal Reserve, the private holding company, when their little corporate front man, their spokesman, little Ben Bernanke, little helicopter Ben, who's going to save us, when he gets up there before the Congress with his jowls hanging down, they say, where did this trillion go? Where did this $500 billion go? And he says, I'm not going to tell you. See, that's lack of transparency. And so Ron Paul's trying to find out where the gold is at Fort Knox. God love him. And we're trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Then we can debate what type of money system we want. That's in the hands of the Congress, the people. And it's never going to be perfect, but believe me, the globalists want to get rid of the Congress and its authority because we've got a chance to elect good people to that and take our country back. That's why they're racing ahead with globalism with all these treaties, Tyler, to get rid of our checks and balances. Comprende?
Well, I would say, I mean, I just have to disagree because I don't think Congress, it would be any better off with that.
Okay, what's your solution, Taylor?
My solution would be what the Zeitgeist movement offers in a resource-based economy.
You know, it's funny, Ty. Now I'm getting into Caddyshack-type jokes where I keep calling you different names. Billy, Bobby, Ben, Tyler. Let me tell you, do you know how the socialists sold all their plans 100 years ago with images of spaceships and moon rockets and high-tech science and a computer that fairly divides up all the resources? I mean, do you know what type of living hell that would be with the New York Times endorsing the Zeitgeist movement and the guy that heads it up, you know, with his fake name, Peter Joseph or whatever, walking around like he's about to levitate up off the ground? I was about to bring up the Zeitgeist movement. That's what this sounds like whenever you said that, Taylor. Ty. Tim.
I wish you would have him back on. He's about to make another film, but
he's going to save us?
I didn't say he is, but that's the whole thing. I mean, I think that it's a near empirical train of thought.
Have you seen the interviews where he goes, I was born to a mother in a town like he was born in a manger?
I've watched pretty much all the work that he has.
You've seen that video where he goes, I was born into a woman in a standard home. That was before Z-Day, when our time came, when the leadership began, when the time of the... And then we follow this leader who the Rockefellers believe was the Christ, the ninth Buddha, Chamuki. I mean,
come on, man. That's not.
You haven't seen in that video that guy that the Lucis Trush followed? What was his name? The Indian guy they thought was God? Baboopy or whatever? Oh, my God. I mean, come on.
Come on.
This is pure fruitcake stuff. I appreciate your call. Oh, help me. Okay, look, I should have been nice to the Zeitgeist guy. I'm going to stop and I'm going to apologize right now. That was wrong. We're going to skip this break, by the way. That was wrong, what I just did. I think they have a lot of good ideas, but a lot of bad ideas. I think his first film was pretty good. I think the second film, anything where a master computer runs everything, and I wear sackcloth, and I'm directed by hippies with submachine guns. I'm sorry. Of course, he admitted on my show that I will have to be sent to a re-education center. So maybe I shouldn't apologize. I'm actually pulling that file back up in my mind. I was born unto a mother from a standard home before Z-Day began. Alex, you will have to be re-educated because the plan is too perfect and you're ill. You don't see the master plan. Oh, it's so genius.
What are we going to do today, Pinky?
Same thing we do every day, take over the world. Let's go ahead. We've talked to the acolyte of Z-Force. Let's talk to Jason in North Carolina. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing, my friend?
All right, I just want to express and acknowledge my appreciation to you for exposing the New World Order and our draconian actions of a totalitarian world government. And I just want to, you know, give you my thanks. And I'm actually a Prison Planet .tv member.
Thank you.
Infowars.com member. Actually, and I'm an African-American male, and I want to let you know that, no, you're not an evil guy. You're not racist. You know, none of these little other crazy little...
Sure. No, I mean, I was being sarcastic, and I was saying the media sells that image so strong that some people actually think it's good to make movies where white people are the devil, or it's okay for black folks to go beat up white people. But then that's only a cover story by the media acting liberal. They're behind the scenes, and the apple of their eye, who they really want to kill, is black people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that you're an inspiration to me also, because I actually am thinking about starting my own talk show.
Do it!
you know, and, but yeah, I just want to let you know, I just want to put that out there. You know, you're a good man, and keep doing what you're doing. And I support you 100%.
Well, Jason, I appreciate your support. We couldn't do it without you. I was kind of getting a little crazy and sarcastic just because I'm so sick of it. I mean, I grew up in Dallas with white friends, black friends, Hispanic friends, and we didn't hear all this race stuff, and it wasn't always on the news, and everybody got along really good. I saw a few things, but now, does it seem to you, Jason, that now the media just hypes it 24/7 and trying to make everybody uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the media is propaganda a whole slew of lies, you know, especially televising it, you know, and the internet, they twist and, you know, convert things and, you know, but,
did you see my point about Fox? How their owner is funding the guy running the mosque. They're funding Machete. The Rockefellers are funding all the liberation, you know, groups. I mean, it's so clear what they're doing.
Yeah, actually, I got a video. I got a YouTube channel, and I posted a couple of videos on those topics of, I mean, of course, the lithium in the water, and also the aid that they denied the 9/11 workers. You know, I got several other topics posted on my YouTube.
Well, give us your
channel.
YouTube channel, Jason.
Yeah, it's Misanthrope. Actually, I'm gonna spell it out for you. It's MISANTHROPII.
What is a misanthrope? I've seen that word before.
Yeah, I guess it's, basically distrust of, you know, of humans. But I mean, I'm using that term for
for the establishment. I hear you. Hey man, awesome. Good to hear from you. I'm gonna cram in a few more before the transmission ends, or I could do the whole hour. I guess I got all this news here, but I do have a lot of work to get done. It's very simple. They want our activism to be white activism or black activism or Hispanic activism, so that it's all about what color we are instead of I'm for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And that's why these big foundations want to make sure that all the activism is about liberation theology, because it feels good at a tribal level. And there's some truth to it, you know, that's what we're, it's the family and then the group and then everything else. But if we see each other as the human species and we have aberrant psychopaths who can be black, white, German, Jewish, Chinese, and that it's good people against bad people, and that we need to get involved to stop the bad people who come in all colors, then we can defeat corruption. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in Ohio. Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I have to apologize. I was on Tuesday for just a minute, and I was pretty short with you. But what I wanted to get out was I lived in a fluoridated town for 35 years. Now I'm 55, so I've been out of the fluoride for 20 years, and I've only been awake for a couple. But when I come out of the fluoride, I had a bad reaction. I never give it a thought until I listen to you talking about fluoride. Last year, my nephew moved out of the fluoridated city, and a year later, he had a bad experience. And it's a withdrawal symptom from the fluoride.
Well, I do know that there are withdrawals from poisons, and that your entire metabolic dopamine levels, other things change. And medical doctors have said on this show repeatedly, a whole bunch of them, that if you go off Prozac, you better go off slow, because it'll make you completely go psychotic. If you go off Ritalin, you got to go off slow. And if you go off aspartame, it is violent, violent. I mean, it's like going off heroin. So, yes, I would have to ask medical doctors about fluoride withdrawal. But I do know that it does manipulate dopamine, serotonin, and other things. So I would imagine that's the same thing. But so what was it like when you moved out of the fluoride area?
It's like you come out of a fog, Alex, and all the emotions and stuff that's been suppressed for all that long open up. You start feeling again. You start feeling sad. You start feeling angry. And when you first have that, it's something you never had before, and you don't know how to deal with it.
You start feeling evil. Well, don't worry. Don't worry. The government's got new vaccines that'll never make you feel again.
Well, that's what they'd like to do to you. You know it. You know damn well that's what
Paul,
it is.
Paul, great points. I appreciate your call. I'll have to look into that, though. I would imagine that that's fact-based. David in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
In the 70s, I was given a copy of the little yellow book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Yes.
And that led me to other books, one of which was Born in Blood, The Lost Secrets of Freemasonry, among many other books, which I have been awake since the middle 70s. I drove a truck for a number of years, and in truck stops many times on layovers, I would end up in the truck stop with a group of drivers around me attempting to enlighten them. And I'd like to give you a couple of things that I came to the conclusion of and see if you agree with me.
Yeah, tell me.
Communism is nothing more than the open, visible side of the secret society of the Illuminati.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
Okay. And it was created by Engels and Marx with the help of the Illuminati so that the West could spend itself into oblivion, defending itself against a perceived enemy.
Yeah, while they're fighting the outside enemy, they build up the very same system to counter that enemy within.
That's correct. And that in their writings, they said we would have two world wars, and a third, if necessary, to bring about one world government. They would bring it about peacefully, if possible, or by force, if necessary.
No, I mean, that's all on record. That's the plan. Albert Pike wrote about that in 1877.
That's right. Mr. Weishaupt as well.
Yep.
When they founded the order. And it goes back to the Knights of the Round Table before that.
Well, yes, you had systems of commerce and secret societies, which were really just private intelligence agencies, who learned how people operate and know the tricks to manipulate. And the public's been taught there's no manipulation, there's no propaganda, there's no corruption, as corruption grows all around them. And it's time for folks to wake up. Really good to hear from you, sir. I appreciate the call. Who's up next here, John? Trying to move quick here. Frank in Nevada, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for holding, buddy. You're on the air. Welcome.
Okay. Listen, a couple quick things. First of all, keep not smoking. I gave it up in January. It's a great thing. You'll love it as time goes on.
No, I know, but did you feel kind of crazy for like a week?
Well, you know, like you, I've tried many times in the past, and this time I just made a mental, you know, resiliency to not smoke. And because I did that, every time I started to feel that craving, I would just tell myself, I'm doing this for myself. This is for me.
No, I know, but I mean, the withdrawals, it's not even a withdrawal of even really craving. More of it's just like you kind of feel nuts for about a week.
How I help myself with that. About 2 months before I decided to actually quit, what I started doing was just smoking like cigarillos. In other words, I'd have a cigar once every 1 or 2 hours, I've started to wean myself off the nicotine.
Oh, yeah, I've quit lots of times with cigars or chewing tobacco. You know, just where you have like one chew at night when you got to have it and smoke one cigar a day. But I never stay quit that way. I've just got to cold turkey it.
Yeah, you gotta tell yourself, you gotta just keep reminding yourself and keep a mental image of how nasty your lungs feel and how nasty your breath feels and how, you know, how you're always short of breath and stuff. If you keep that mental image going, it helps you. It really helps. It helped me at least.
Well, if you keep the mental image going of you're gonna get lung cancer and not get to see your grandkids, that'll get you off of it. I mean, I don't know what my problem is. I just off and on. I've quit smoking for 4, 5, 6 years one time. I mean, I've been smoking since I was 12 to 36, and I'd have to say half that time I haven't smoked off and on. I'm just an idiot. That's why I can't go to parties where there's drinking. Because I'm not a big drinker, but if I go to a party, okay, I'll have a beer. Give me a cigar. Give me one of those cigarettes. I can't go deer hunting. Deer hunters are chewing tobacco. It's sitting around that fire. Just give me that Levi Garrett, that red man. I gotta have that. Oh, hey, I'm out of time. God bless you, sir. God bless everybody else who's on hold. Retransmission's coming up at InfoWars.com.